If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
And now, here's another product endorsement from Olympic gold medalist Michael Phelps.
Hi, this is Michael Phelps. My mom told me to swim fast, and I did. Yay! But you know, when I was younger, because of my oversized ears and awkward social skills, no girls would ever talk to me. But now, thanks to these gold medals, I am swimming in every groupie from here to Tajikistan. That's why I use new Phelps Edition Trojan condoms. Because, like mom always says, some bacteria can't be killed with chlorine, and you don't want to have an unclean woman leave your crotch burning worse than the Olympic flame. So whatever stroke you specialize in, whether it's long, short, fast, or slow, be sure to get one of these. It's the only prophylactic with my picture on it. That's the official Michael Phelps, yay, Trojan condom.
And now,
it's like a Speedo for your junk.
Our feature presentation.
What the hell was that from? That was strange.
Endorsements, man. They're rolling in from Michael Phelps. He can't stop it.
Wow.
I know that wasn't him because he didn't have enough of a lift, because Michael Phelps lifted a lot.
He wasn't quite retarded enough.
Yeah. Well, not he sounded damaged and retarded enough, but the lisp thing,
he got more of that.
He's got a lot of that, yeah. The lisp is really, really heavy.
That'd be cool. Michael Phelps photo on your condom.
Sure.
Why not?
He's going to be hosting Saturday Night Live in the season premiere this year. That's going to be awful.
There's no way he
can act at all, right?
I can't imagine.
Yeah, it's going to be terrible.
He's going to go, I remember this one time when I was swimming and it was 100-meter breaststroke and I beat the guy.
Yeah.
And then I remember this one time, is that's what it's going to be the whole time. Then I got gold medal.
They'll put him in some sketches that have nothing to do with him, and they'll be completely inappropriate, and he'll be bad. But, that's what we come to expect
from SNL, I think.
When is that? When's the season premiere?
I don't know. You know, all the shows kind of come back at a staggered rate. I don't know what the actual official date is, but they're all coming up in the next few weeks. I mean, we're starting – those shows are – they're advertising heavy. They are coming back.
I know.
The Shield.
September. Oh.
So excited.
The Shield next week.
Yeah.
Final season.
Woohoo.
That is a great show.
It really is.
All right. How's everybody doing? It is the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Thursday, and it's the 28th of...
August.
I kind of liked it.
No.
I thought that guy was funny.
It's creative, man.
Yeah. Lisa, you watch Bill Clinton last night?
Nope.
Oh, you missed it?
Yep.
Good speech.
I heard a lot of it this morning on the radio.
Yeah. Yeah, good speech. Big night last night.
Great job.
Who are you people, and what are you paying attention to?
I'm going
to
watch tonight. Brock, right?
We found out yesterday it's mostly everyone in the morning show office except for Kevin. I've been watching it. It's show business is what it is. I was thinking last night that it's really no different than watching an NBA Finals game, except the speeches are the basketball. And then everything else is all the pomp and circumstance and ceremony and celebrities and musical acts and all the stuff that they do around those types of things. I mean, it really is.
Here's the problem with that analogy. Is that when you go into a finals, you don't know who's going to win. That's a big part of it.
I heard it compared to a rock concert, which might be more apropos because you know who's going to sing.
Yeah,
and then
I
everybody
guess.
Else is there to cheer.
This is all the warm-up.
Yeah.
Bean was last week compared it to a high school pep rally.
No, I did. That's what I was saying.
The most clear analogy, I think, in my opinion.
But Kevin, you're right if the only purpose was to nominate the candidate. But that's not all that's going on. A lot of what's happening now is the whatever party is having its convention is sharpening its message toward its competition in November. So a lot of what was, you know, has been going on, you know, not so much Monday, a little bit more Tuesday, even more Wednesday, even more tonight, is going to be what the message is going to be against John McCain and the Republican side.
Right.
So there's more than just nominating the candidate. I mean, you're right. That was a foregone conclusion, but there's other stuff going on.
Right. But here's my problem with it. Each 4 years they have this, and then they go to this convention, and then they wear a bunch of funny hats. And then they get up, and this bothers me from both sides, and they say the most generic, stupid, like, They're not going to accomplish any of it, but they say, you know what? We got to really focus on education, and everybody claps. And then they go, you know what? Crime's got to come down. Everybody claps. How about that health care? Everybody claps. And then,
I agree with you on that.
What's the point of that?
I mean, that's just a wish list.
It's a wish list. Yeah. And what they end up doing is never close to the wish list. They try. I mean, they might try their best, but...
But it's not exactly just up to the president.
No, it isn't at all.
To get all that stuff done, right.
But I can't take that because every time they open their mouths, I feel like they're just saying stuff that sounds so great.
They're
so people go, yeah.
They're setting us up for heartbreak again. That's what they're doing.
Drives me crazy.
There's definitely some of that going on.
There's 100% of that going on. That's all it is.
That's not all it is. I mean, you're right. That is definitely part of the speeches. But there are other things that they talk about in those two. But it's been very exciting. A lot of stars there last night, too. Did you see it? You didn't see it, Lisa.
I didn't.
But, Jessica Alba. Oh, my God. Did she look great last night?
What is she doing there?
She was sitting with Jennifer Garner.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, Ben Affleck's a pretty political guy.
Yeah, I guess.
But
yeah, they say he may run for something one day.
Yeah.
But anyway, so at least the good news for you, Kevin, and folks who hate it. And by the way, it's been a ratings bonanza. There's something like 30 million people watching on Tuesday. I mean, it's a huge hit, this show. But tonight's going to be the last night for a few days, and then it all cranks up again on Monday in Minneapolis, St. Paul, actually.
Another week of this BS.
With the Republicans. So it was good. It was good times last night.
You know what
Barack came out and made an appearance last night, kind of an unexpected appearance after Joe Biden's speech. He came out and said a few words, and then, of course, he's got the big speech at the stadium tonight with his good friends Bon Jovi and Bruce Springsteen. He may be the only black guy hanging out with Bon Jovi and Bruce Springsteen these days.
No kidding. Yeah, you know what else bugs me is that the people that are there with the hats and the signs, and they're like way, way, way excited.
Yeah.
I mean, don't you guys get the feeling that you're kind of – you're not thrilled with this candidate because he's got some problems. You're not thrilled with that candidate because maybe you favor one over the other, but – who are these people that go down there with signs and they're so excited and waving and wow, they're that excited about a political candidate?
They're the same people who paint their faces for football games because they love that team and they're so excited about that team now. I mean, those people are crazy too, but you rarely
but that's a sporting
criticize
event.
Them.
That's a sporting
that's
event.
That's different, Bean. You just understand sporting events more because you're one of those people to an extent.
Right.
I understand what's going
politics.
On. I just hate it all. I hate them all.
As I was watching
they're liars.
As I was watching Bill Clinton speak last night, I was really thinking about how much it really is like a high school or college pep rally, in that no matter what personal differences people may have outside of that given, motive, of the football game or the presidential election, they put it aside to, like Bean said, focus in on that common goal. Because you see Bill Clinton standing up there talking about, oh, and I really think Barack Obama's ready to be president. You know that 2 weeks ago, his ideas were totally different. But a lot of times, the head cheerleader hates guys on the football team.
Yeah.
But when it comes time for that pep rally, she's going to get up there and say, we really need to come out and root for Johnny so-and-so.
It's like your family.
Yeah.
You know, you have your squabbles with your family, but you have a united front.
But they're all lies. Lies.
Well, they're not all lies.
Yeah.
Again, they're not.
I would like to go back, and I would like to look at President Bush's speeches when he was nominated and then when he was running again the second time. I would like to hear what he said.
What he wanted to do?
Then I would like to compare them with what happened.
There's you would definitely find things in any stump speech that don't come true. That is, like Lisa said, a wish list. But again, they talk more. I mean, like in Joe Biden's speech last night. I mean, he was talking about stuff about what's going on in America today that was very sobering and truthful. I mean, I think he connected with a lot of people in that speech last night because he seems to be one of those guys who's at least aware of what it's like for regular Joes on the street.
Yeah, sure he does.
You know?
Yeah.
We'll see if he's able to do anything to make it better. But I mean, it's been a great week. It's been a lot of fun.
Oh, it's been a terrible week.
It's been a lot of fun.
You haven't watched any of it. How could it be terrible for you?
Because I have to avoid it actively.
It's not that hard to avoid it.
All right. Listen,
and by the way, Kevin, I think this is going to change your mind. You know who one of the speakers is tonight before Senator Obama is your old friend Al Gore is going to be speaking tonight.
Oh, dear God.
Mr. Electricity is going to be on the stage tonight.
Not interested.
You are kidding me.
Now, I hope he brings slides.
Are you kidding me?
Wouldn't it be awesome?
Why on earth? Al Gore.
Yep, he's on tonight. So
I'm
good times.
Kill myself.
Anyway. Don't we have a K-Rock listener who's a superdelegate, whatever the hell that is? He's at the convention?
We're going to talk to a superdelegate at the convention and find out what hat he has to wear, what their secret handshake is. And their...
You know, most of them don't wear the silly hats and outfits. There are a few that do, and of course, they love to put them on TV.
Those
most
people are such dorks. It's just a dork fest.
Yeah.
Come on. How do you expect me to talk to that guy? Also on today's show, we're going to tell you what to do if you have genital warts. Very important, people.
Yeah. Oh, finally.
Very important. I hear that 4 out of 4 people in this country has it.
Wow.
That's what I hear.
It's more
crazy
than I thought.
Yes. We're going to tell you about a one-man show by a very famous comedian. I think you'll be excited to find out the details about that.
That didn't get bumped yet? I was looking for a bunch of different things so that might get bumped.
I don't think so, no.
So far, that's still happening. Huh?
Yeah, it's going to be good. Let's see. We're going to do our feature. Let's talk about Megan Fox.
Yeah.
Oh, can't wait.
Are you kidding me?
Are we what?
Oh, I was going to say serious, and then I went to kidding me.
Are you searing me?
Are you scared me?
Yes.
Lisa, it's been 2 days. There's been lots of new stuff to talk about Megan Fox.
What has happened to Megan Fox in the last 2 days that we need an update?
She's gotten hotter.
Yeah. She has.
She's hotter now than she was on Tuesday.
She's 1 degree hotter than she was on Tuesday.
She showered.
Oh, I bet she did. I bet she showered.
That's true.
That's true.
Thanks for that info being on today's show.
Uh-huh. She put panties on and off in that 2 days. Think about that for a second.
Yeah.
Internet Roundup. We've got some great Internet Roundup for you, including, finally, somebody that can do something about it is Diddy is going to bring down the gas prices.
Oh,
thank God.
He's finally weighed in on the crisis. That's great.
We heard from Diddy from on high. And I'm telling you right now, it might be the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
How dare you?
I love him. He's so stupid.
He's flying coach now, apparently. The gas prices are so high, Lisa, he can't even take his private jet out anymore.
You're kidding.
He's got a private jet, but it costs too much for gas.
Right.
Wow.
So I'm on American Airlines. I'm serious. Look behind me. That's a sign. I'm on American Airlines.
Well, that's just amazing.
Wow, aren't you something?
Yeah.
We're going to talk to Hunter and Josh, two guys who did a movie called 10 Yards, which is about fantasy football. While we're talking about dorks.
Is there anyone on the show you don't hate today?
That's a good question.
I mean,
Megan Fox.
The list.
Megan Fox, yeah. I'm happy with.
Her you love.
The comedian that has a one-man show, always love.
Okay, you know, I hate him.
I hate him too.
Genital warts, I love. Okay, so.
Okay, I hate that.
And we had a mother-daughter porn team on yesterday.
We did.
Mom and her daughter.
Yeah.
And they do porn.
Let the romance begin.
Yes. So if you missed that, we have some highlights of that coming up just after 6 o'clock. It's really a tough one to believe, but they are fine with it, and they're friends.
Yep, they seem very happy.
They have rules that they live by to make sure they don't ruin their friendship.
They meet nice people in the biz.
They do. They meet nice people in the biz, and they really, really enjoy their time.
She did make it sound pretty rosy.
Yeah.
And we have your tickets for Rise Against at the Hollywood Palladium. Plus, you could have Rise Against play your garage, so keep listening for details on that.
Don't forget. Talking to the executive producer of Why I Ran today also.
Oh, that's right.
Car Chase special. Yes. Car Chase show, actually, a series on the Biography Channel that debuts on Monday. We're going to be talking to the executive producer of that show. This is the show we've been waiting for where they interview the people who lead police on the high-speed chases. I can't wait for this.
What were you thinking? What were you thinking? Although my fear is they're going to go, I don't remember. I was on drugs.
Yeah.
Or I was drunk.
A lot of that, I'm sure.
I panicked. I mean, I don't know what else... The reason could be, but we have been asking for this for a long time. A channel we've been asking for. This is at least a show.
A special.
We had a listener yesterday who emailed us just briefly before we break for Ralph Schubert's beat and said that when we were asking why Quentin Rampage Jackson didn't get a DUI ticket, he got charged with a bunch of other felonies for his high-speed chase, but why no DUI? A listener wrote to us, and I haven't checked this out, but he said that Rampage was not drunk and was not drinking. He had been fasting and was dizzy because of that. It was from not eating is why he was
really so
erratic. And I think he'd have a hard time pulling that one off in court.
It was dehydration, right? Didn't they say it was?
Dehydration, yeah.
Exhaustion.
The opposite of drinking.
Exhaustion and dehydration, which is a celebrity disease that none of the rest of us seem to get. Hmm. All right, we'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph. Showbiz beat.
We welcome Ralph Garman back to the studios of the world-famous K-Rock. Hey, Ralph, what's going on?
Hey. What's going on with you?
Hey.
Not too much. Just glad to see you. That's all.
Oh, that's a lie.
I missed you.
He's glad to have somebody in the room that likes politics besides him and Lisa and Mike.
I'm not a politics junkie by any stretch of the imagination, but I find the highlights of the convention fascinating.
Mm.
Yeah. I couldn't watch Bill last night because I was busy moving stuff.
Doing something important?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think it's interesting.
And by interesting, you mean boring?
No. Hmm. Because if you watch these MSNBC coverage or whatever, they just show you the highlights. They just show you the big speeches and stuff. You're not sitting through all the rinky-dink stuff. So for 4 days, I think it's interesting to see what they're offering up in terms of what they're presenting. I think
they're offering up the world, Ralph. Everything,
but a different world. I don't think than the Republicans.
The promise stuff. I'm not talking
about. Overpromising.
I'm talking about. You can see them, as Bean mentioned, start to shape their positioning is how they're going to attack the other side in terms of what you're going to see in the election. You can see it start to come together. I don't know if you heard John Kerry's speech or not, but Kerry.
Now that one I missed on purpose.
Kerry was great.
Was he?
Because he was always being slandered for being a flip-flopper, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And McCain has been doing a whole bunch of that lately. So they sent him up there to point out what McCain had been doing. And he said, you know, before he debates Barack Obama, he has to finish his debate with himself. And they showed you all the different votes that he's gone up against and changed his mind on stuff. And it was interesting. You can see it all coming.
You know what? I have to stop you. This has become boring.
So, let's talk about important stuff, shall we?
Yeah, yes. What's Britney doing?
Like showbiz, yeah.
Much better.
Britney apparently will not be appearing on the MTV Video Music Awards this
year.
In any way, shape,
really?
Or form.
Is she allowed to watch it?
No.
She was on the promos and everything.
She was doing commercials for them, but she will not be appearing.
Well, that's false advertising.
It is indeed, Lisa. However, you know who probably will be making an appearance, if you believe TMZ.com, Michael Jackson.
Really?
Yes.
An appearance or a performance?
In a wheelchair?
An appearance.
Producers he can't have, perform, I guess.
Producers have been working to get him to appear with his baby sister, Janet. And apparently they're very close to coming to terms, so they'll be showing up.
I don't think that will happen.
As dates?
One of the- he was at last year's. We know. Kevin and I and Alex, we saw him. To what capacity or what
What's
he
left
did.
Of him, yeah.
So we'll see.
One of the great moments of past MTV Video Music Awards was Michael Jackson coming out with his wife, remember, and making out on stage with Lisa Marie.
The fakest kiss ever.
Oh, no, they were in love.
It's probably their first. It's probably their first kiss, but at least they did it on TV.
Bean's a liar.
What did I do?
He said that Springsteen was going to be playing with Barack Obama.
Yes, oh, is that not happening
anymore?
Denver's
Invesco Field.
Yeah.
Apparently Hollywood Reporter's saying that's not going to happen.
Really?
So no Britney Spears at the MTV Video Music Awards, no Springsteen at the Democratic National Convention.
My world is falling apart.
I apologize. I had not heard that change because it had been advertised a few days
liar!
Ago. That Bon Jovi was going to open and Springsteen was going to close.
Yeah, you lie! Lie!
I don't know that he's lying. I think he just heard something different.
He lies with his eyes. Joe lies. Mackenzie Phillips. You know her from One Day at a Time?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Remember her?
Mm-hmm.
She had battled substance addiction for years, and it looks like she lost.
Oh.
She got busted at LAX on charges of drug possession after the TSA found baggies and balloons of heroin and cocaine on her.
Good time.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's balls to go through the TSA this day and age carrying baggies and balloons of heroin and cocaine.
That's just not good.
I guess
you
it's
be
balls.
Able to sneak through it a little bit. But right. You really think you'll be able to make it through there with all the screening they do with baggies and balloons full of the stuff? Mackenzie Phillips?
You watch the weeds, Ralph?
You can't give me that kind of break and then start talking. You just can't give me that kind of air and then come in with weeds.
Sorry.
When I'm going to the next story. No, I did not see the weeds. Go tell me about the weeds.
I saw the weeds.
They have a character who smuggles drugs into rehab, and he was able to do it because he's an airline pilot for so many years that he had all the tricks on how to get drugs through security. And I just thought, well, if Mackenzie Phillips would have seen that episode, maybe she would have had a little better luck at LAX.
Mackenzie Phillips had just taken the time to become an airline pilot. None of this would have happened.
Or watched weeds.
Exactly.
She is not a person of conviction.
No.
That's right. She's not even trying.
That's right. Shug Knight was arrested in Vegas early yesterday morning.
Uh-oh, now what?
He was booked for assault with a deadly weapon, battery, domestic violence, and possession of a controlled substance.
Sounds about right.
Apparently, he beat his girlfriend while holding a knife. Look, pick a side, Shug. Either you're going to beat her or you're going to stab her. But don't, because, look, you can't do either well if you have a knife in your hand and you're beating her. You can't punch with both hands, and you're not stabbing, and it's just not good. Just to make a decision. For God's sake, Shug.
There should be a group someplace that takes a vote, and they come up with the answer that we're giving up on somebody in the human race. And he would be, I think, the poster child. Just go, nothing's ever going to come good from him.
Right.
That's Kevin.
See you later.
Kevin at K-Rock.
If they said that tonight, I would say, yes!
Kevin said that. Shug, that's Kevin.
We support you, Mr. Knight.
He's the blonde one. He's the blonde one. You can spot him easily. From
that's just not good.
You can see his hair from space. I'm
sure. Screw him.
He'll be easy to find. Because I think you're the best. As if 8 gold medals wasn't enough, Olympic swimmer Michael Phelps will be trying his hand at television comedy. Michael has just been named to host the upcoming season premiere of Saturday Night Live. That's going to be funny.
Oh, that guy is so funny. He's got a great sense of humor.
They're going to do the sketch where he's swimming and some other guy's a swimmer. I'm laughing already just thinking about it. You know what Saturday Night Live has become? It's become the Playboy of television shows.
Playboy of television
shows. It used to be, yeah, you had to be a smoking hot chick to get into the pages of Playboy. Now they just go with like, what, are you famous for something? Did you hit somebody with your car? You were in the news last week? Here you go. Here's a cover. Now Saturday Night Live is just like anybody with any sort of fame. They slap onto that stage. They used to hire people who were funny and or actors. Or performers of some kind.
There was that. Sure.
That was an old standing tradition over there.
Now they got a guy who swims.
Now they got a swimmer.
And,
and before that, it was like a news broadcaster. They bring in Lance Armstrong or someone. It's just madness.
I also don't think whoever would have cared about Michael Phelps on SNL, that interest might have run out about 5 days ago. I can't imagine whenever this show comes back.
September 13th.
Who's going to be excited to see Michael Phelps in 2 more weeks?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Who's going to watch it?
Bean. Bean.
He was pretty good. They did a scene in a tank.
And Matthew McConaughey's dad had a nice send-off into the great hereafter. The next place we all go when our mortal shells.
I didn't know he died.
Yeah, he passed away some years ago. The New York Post says that his mom, Kay, has written a new book about her life. A memoir.
Okay.
Kay McConaughey's writing a book about her life.
Okay.
And apparently, she was making love with her husband on a Monday morning when she realized in the middle of it, he had died during the act. She writes that, I knew something was wrong, but I guess it is the best way to go. Her new memoir, I Amaze Myself, is now available through her website, iamazemyself.com.
You amaze us too. That's how you want to go.
But how?
Heart attack? Mike? Maybe heart attack? I don't know.
Would he be clutching his chest or something?
I was thinking more along the lines of his unit. How was it capable of working? Was it rigor mortis boner?
No, that takes a couple hours.
No, that's afterwards.
He wasn't dead and she climbed on top of him.
She killed him.
He was in the mist, so it would have taken a minute or so.
She killed him with her vagina.
That's right.
Yeah, that's what happened.
She has a killer vagina.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Daniel Stern, actor, 51 years old today. Shania Twain, country singer,
Worst.
43. She looks good, though.
Yes, she does. Sound down.
All those country girls are good to look at. You just don't want to hear anything out of their mouths. Jack Black of Tenacious D turns 39. Jason Priestley of Beverly Hills 90210 turns 39 as well. And another country singer, Leanne Rimes, who needs a good cut, man.
She always had a face like a piglet.
She's got those swole eyes. Looks like she went 12 rounds with Sugar Ray Leonard.
She and Renee Zellweger.
Cut me, Mick. You got to cut me. I can't see.
She's 26 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Let's go to the email bag, shall we, this morning. We get a lot of email, more than we unfortunately have time to reply to. Kevin doesn't even reply to us that work on the show. So if he replies to you, consider yourself very, very lucky.
I try not to do email. I get a lot and then I get confused, so then I just delete it all.
Sorry.
Well, I mean, we are living in not just the information age, but the overloaded information age. There's too many things coming at you 24 hours a day at all times. I can totally understand why somebody would never want to deal with email.
Because when are you supposed to do porn?
Exactly.
Yeah,
you got to have some
cut
time
into that. Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Tracy,
you need to carve out 4 minutes a day for that.
Tracy writes, Dear Kevin and Bean, this morning while driving, you guys were talking about the white pants thing.
Yeah.
I looked down at myself and guess what?
Huh?
Yep. White pants.
She's a goer.
It's not always true. I'm just saying.
You just don't know that about yourself.
I have no idea of the origins of this. Mind filling me in? Why white pants? What does that
We'd
have
like to
do with...
like to fill you in.
What does that have to do with the back door? Is this something Psycho Mike made up? Tracy. Go to urbandictionary.com and look up white pants. And it will say there, when worn by a woman, indicates her willingness, even though she may not desire, to engage in anal sex. That's, that is... that just happened.
And by the way, I'm glad Urban Dictionary has it up there, but we all know, I mean, it came from the Bible originally, so clearly if you don't agree with it, then you hate God. So, I mean, that's between you and him. Dear Kevin and Bean, this email begins. This is listener James writing in about the conversation we had about kids and their effed up names the other day. Remember how much fun that was?
Sure.
Guys, I didn't have a chance to call him, but I wanted to update you. I wrote an email that Ralph read on the air the last time you did this topic several years ago, and it had to do with my cousin who had six kids. She named them all the most ridiculous names I ever heard. They were Sky, Shay, Play, Kay, which by the way is K-E-Y, Trey, and here's my favorite, Arlo Jr.
What?
Well, since then, she's had three more kids. So since the last time you did this topic, I can announce that I am overjoyed to welcome into the world Stitch, Chain, and the newest edition, Little Baby Motor. Have a great one, guys. James,
are you
P.S.
kidding?
Oh, by the way, I'll never forget the girl I went to school with whose name was Precious Bush.
Well, that's for sure. We need to talk to that mom.
Wow.
Sky, Shay, Play, K, Trey, Arlo Jr., Stitch, Chain, and Motor is that family. That's what's going on in that family right there.
Trey, come here. Did you say Shay? No, Trey. K? No.
What the hell? That's horrible. I'd hate to be Arlo Jr., but then on the other hand, I guess I'd be glad to be Arlo Jr. compared to everybody else.
We were talking about coming across people having sex in public.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Mikey in Hacienda Heights writes, my in-laws from Tennessee were out. So his wife's parents are out for the first time in California. They've always thought Californians were loose and wild, so we're driving down Atlantic Boulevard in Long Beach, which isn't the prettiest section of Long Beach. And at the 3 minutes at the red light, we were laughing at this black homeless guy doing the James Brown shuffle. Then the car got silent. I kid you not, this huge Samoan guy and this white chick were banging on the street corner. Her sweatpants were slightly rolled down to her thighs. Dude. Everyone then started honking and yelling out their car. We drove around trying to find video cameras because it was just so surreal. It was hilarious. We all got a good laugh, Mike, Hussey, and
I. Oh, my gosh.
You don't see that just driving down the street very often, but then I'm not in Long Beach very often, so maybe that's how they roll down there.
But isn't it funny that the in-laws were out in California for the first time, and that's what they
said. Yes, that's awesome.
So that's their impression of California.
Well, my favorite listener, Trent, has sent a new email update. He, of course, is the genius behind MakePsychoMikeStop.com, which is a website. If you have not yet signed the petition to get Psycho Mike off the air, I urge you immediately to do so. Kevin and I have been unable to do it, but maybe you, the listeners, can do it with enough of an outrage. 301 is how this email begins. Is it the sequel to a Spartan action film? Nope, it's the number of signatures we have so far at MakePsychoMike.com. According to marketing textbooks I read in college, one complaint represents at least 100 people in this kind of market who feel the same way, which means, according to my calculation, Kevin Bean, 71% of your listeners want Psycho Mike off the air.
All right.
71 freaking percent. A president is not even elected by that margin, and we let him be the leader of the free world. Yet we get the people out for the petition, and Mike is still talking. I'm shooting for 420 signatures. I think you can see why. And at that point, I plan to schedule a meeting with your boss, Mr. Weatherby, and let him know officially that 100% of the audience wants Psycho Mike to stop, and then we can start brainstorming different ways that Mike can leave the show, maybe other places he can go to work in the company.
I like
this. This is nice, by the way, Mike. The guy's not trying to get you fired and out on the street.
Right,
he's willing to relocate you somewhere in the company where you're not near the K-Rock microphones, which I think is great. We only need a few more signatures. We're almost there. Thanks for the shout-outs from time to time. I hope the end is soon. Like Aretha said, a change is going to come. Yes, we can, Trent. He's out there fighting the good fight at MakePsychoMikeStop.com.
Dear Kevin and Bean, I record Angels and Dodgers games on my DVR, as baseball is usually only watchable in fast-forward mode.
I agree with that.
Fast-forward till someone scores and you look.
Right.
Many times I accidentally hear the scores on your news report before I've watched the games. But since your report is accurate, about half the time, the games are never ruined for me. Thanks for your inaccurate sports reports and general incompetence.
Well done, Doc.
Screw him.
And finally, Steve writes in, Kevin and Bean, it was so great to hear Charles from the security booth back on the show yesterday. That guy exudes cool. Charles was in, if you missed it yesterday, by the way, because he's got a new book out called Don't Give Up Your Dreams. That is, he's kind of acting as a life coach for listeners. You can get that at bookstores or online everywhere. We'd love that guy, Charles, as does this listener. I want you to know I stopped by the station a while back to pick up a DVD that I'd won from Kat's show, and I got a chance to meet Charles. Man, what a great guy, and boy, did he have some stories. If you get the chance, have him tell you about the time he was on tour in Sweden and went home with three girls and a bottle of poppers. Sincerely, Steve.
Well, so, all right now.
Let's make a note. We got some questions for Charles.
K-Rock is the greatest radio station
in the world.
Because y'all keep it funky.
And?
And juicy.
I know you've got the genital warts, and I know that they're itchy and you're uncomfortable, but if you can just hang on for about 25 more minutes, we do have relief on the way on the Kevin and Bean Show. And by the way, that's an offer not all morning radio shows are willing to make for you.
Yeah, I wish we weren't.
We're going to help you out with your genital warts coming up just after 7. Plus, we'll talk to a K-Rock listener who is an actual real-life superdelegate who got to vote yesterday at the Democratic National Convention in Denver. We'll find out what that's all about. And we'll talk to the guy who's behind Why I Ran, the new Biography Channel series about car chases. This is something we've been looking forward to for a long time. It's finally coming Monday. We've got details next hour.
First, go to KRock.com, the Kevin and Bean page, and then click on Internet Roundup.
Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Life's so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
I got to tell you, we have a bunch of new stuff up. We can't play clips from all of it. One is a Dark Knight trailer with kids. One is a special message from Sarah Silverman.
Oh.
Okay. One is the single best beer commercial that has ever existed in the history of man.
I know which one that is. Yeah, it's
pretty
great.
It is pretty sweet. And who's it for? Is it Guinness?
It's Guinness.
Guinness, right. And, of course, they didn't make it. They have nothing to do with it, so they've had to really distance.
I thought they did.
Oh, no, it's not a real commercial. It's just some guys that thought it would be funny.
And it's only on the Internet.
That's the best commercial
and they've
ever
had to distance themselves from it, but it's even difficult to explain, but you have to go to the Internet Roundup and check it out for yourself because it does involve – well, it involves some people.
Yes, it does.
And it involves a bottle of beer that you can't believe doesn't fall down.
That's correct. You have to see that. Plus, the DNC, the Democratic National Committee or convention or whatever,
convention,
is going on in Denver right now. And Fox News sent a reporter that looks like he's 18 out there to try and talk to some of the protesters. Now, these are protesters at the Democratic National Convention. So it's not even like, I mean, these are, you know, pretty hardcore people.
Okay.
And this dude's an idiot. Fox News guy. So he starts running into the middle of the crowd on a live report trying to find out what it is they're upset about. And they destroy him. It's so good.
What's your message? What are you upset about?
Everything.
What's that?
Well, I guess they don't believe in freedom of speech. What you did?
Well, I guess they don't believe in freedom of speech.
All right. Let me say for the record that this reporter doesn't seem to understand that the freedom of speech that we enjoy in America is that the government doesn't tell you what you can and can't say. It's not a requirement that you talk to the press.
All people must speak to Fox News.
Apparently, that's what he thinks. Somehow, if he's being snubbed, then you must not believe in freedom of speech. I've never seen such a thing.
What's your name? Come here. What's your name?
My name
is Junior Melendez. Come on, that's not necessary.
Now, that always works, too, you find, when you're in a crowd of protesters and somebody uses the F word. If you just tell them that's not necessary.
By the way, where's the conservative watchdog groups writing angry letters to the FCC about the F word getting on Fox 20 times during this report?
That's a good question.
Because I'm telling you what, if it happened in some sporting event, they'd be writing a letter.
Wait till the F word has not begun yet. They start chanting it in a minute. They actually literally start chanting F Fox News so loudly, and it comes through really clearly.
Do you have a message? Do you have an actual message with that? Do you have an actual message without cursing? What's your message?
Stop the torture, stop the war.
Stop the torture, stop the war. Do you not even, freedom? Believe? All right. Well, I got to go with that, Jamie. A little bit out of control here.
F Fox News. F Fox News. Yeah. They're all just chanting.
That's funny.
And we put the beeps in, by the way. They weren't there.
Yeah. That's not the way it aired on the channel. That's for sure.
There's another episode of The Retarded Policeman.
Another.
Yay.
Episode number 16, The Stalker.
That's great.
Oh, my God!
What?
I can't believe it's you! Retarded Policeman! I love you!
Well, don't be offended, but only like you as a friend.
No, you don't understand. I'm your biggest fan. Check it out.
Now he shows his cell phone and it's in his ringtone.
I've been driving around erratically for months, praying you'd pull me over.
So you're a stalker?
Give me a lock of your hair, I want to eat it.
Go away.
Oh, come on, at least insult me or offer me drugs or something.
Your stalking is making me very uncomfortable.
Can I just get out and hug you?
If you do, I'll shoot you in the face.
Yes, I just got threatened by a retarded policeman.
I'm going to file a restraining order against you.
We're going to be best friends forever.
Help! Police!
See, he's calling for the police.
Sure, because the retarded policeman, right?
But he's a policeman. And finally, I know gas prices have bugged a lot of people. It's been really high and difficult to fill up your car. But now that Diddy's on the case.
Yay!
Oh, really?
Everything's going to get better. Now, Diddy is the guy who really honestly believes that he's a man of the people. He knows what the average citizen is going through. Mm-hmm. And so now he's going to tell you about gas prices and what's wrong with them.
Gas prices are too motherfucking high. As you know, I do own my own jet.
I'm not sure that's how you want to start, being a man of the people. As you know, well, I do own my own jet.
I think he's saying that it's hurting him even more than it's hurting us because we just have our sedans to fill up. He's got a jet.
But I've been having to fly back and forth to L.A. pursuing my acting career, okay? Now, if I'm flying back and forth like twice in a month, that's like 200,000, 250,000 round trip. F*** that. I'm back on American Airlines right now.
Now, here's where he starts to, he is in the airport and he's getting on a plane. And he starts trying to convince you that he really is on American Airlines. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that wild?
What?
Nobody's going to believe it, but I'm on American Airlines. Look at me.
Okay. Check this out. Your boy Diddy. Your boy Diddy right now is on American Airlines. Look.
No way.
Gas prices are too much. I want to give a shout out to all my Saudi Arabian brothers and sisters and all my brothers and sisters from all the countries that have oil. If y'all could please send me some oil for my jet, I would truly appreciate it. But right now, I am actually, can you believe this? I'm actually flying commercial.
I've never seen anything like it.
That's how high gas prices are. Okay, so I feel you. This is proof that gas prices are too high, okay? We need to do something about this. So tell whoever the next president is, we need to bring gas prices down.
Okay, well, that should do it.
Well, if it's affecting Diddy, then now we got to get serious about it. It's so funny, by the way, that Diddy was one of the special guests on that show that we talked about on, what's that BS Eco Channel, Green Channel, whatever it is?
Yeah, that's right.
He was one of the guys on that show with Tommy Lee and Ludacris talking about how they're going to save the earth and what celebrity could be greener. And then he's on this YouTube video talking about how he's taking his private jet back and forth twice a month for auditions.
All my brothers and sisters in Saudi Arabia, like any of them can just make that decision. All right, let's send some oil to Diddy.
I guess. Things are tough all over.
Well, but he's on American Airlines. It's just hard.
MIA, also Nirvana, Social D coming up. Ralph's got the showbiz beat for Thursday right now. What's going on, Argar?
Not MIA, you're right here, dude.
I mean, the musical artist, MIA, is coming up after 7.
Oh, what was I thinking? Hugh Hefner wants Lauren Conrad. Okay. In Touch magazine reports that Hef recently cornered LC at a party because he wanted her to let her know that she's Playboy material and he'd love to have her in the magazine.
Oh, that would so piss Spencer off.
It sure would.
Lauren said she was a little surprised and said she'd never pose for the magazine. Lauren, before you start throwing words like never around, you may want to hold on and just see where life takes you. Because I'm guessing in about 5 years, Playboy offering you, you know, quarter of a mil is going to look pretty attractive.
Sure. Just say year and a half.
Once only this Hills thing disappears.
No, Hills, come on. It's going away.
It can't last forever,
no,
right?
No, it can't. But you look at Paris Hilton, who also really does nothing, and there just seems to be no end to their celebrity.
Yeah, but Paris based her entire celebrity on nothing. Lauren's, I think, is attached to this TV show. I think once the TV show goes away,
I hope you're right.
Her fame will go away.
I hope you're right.
See, Paris is a genius because she built her fame on emptiness, and the emptiness lasts forever.
Yeah, well, that's true. All know. And a sex tape, that doesn't hurt.
That's true.
You're all right. Once she's not getting $75,000 a week to appear on MTV, then maybe Playboy starts to look like a pretty good offer.
Yeah. Shia LaBeouf's back at work. In Touch magazine reports that the actor's back on the set of Transformers 2 after the car accident that crushed his hand, but they have worked that into the script. So apparently an Autobot steps on his hand accidentally or something and he puts a cast on it.
Who else is in that movie that we may be interested in hearing about, Ralph?
Jeez, I'm trying to think. Oh, well, I know Josh Duhamel is. I know he's.
Are there any attractive women, for goodness sake?
Oh, Megan Fox is in it.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I would do everything to her.
Mm-hmm.
I would wreck that chick.
Yes, I would. Don't feel bad, Lisa. Here, I'll give you a little something, okay? This is for you.
All right.
Little Broadway news.
Okay.
I don't feel like you have to.
No, go
September
ahead.
7th here in Los Angeles at the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion.
I'm going.
Of course you are. I can't even get the story out. Just already got tickets.
Of course I do.
Is the opening of a brand new musical based on the movie The Fly.
What?
Yeah, that's right, people. I said it's based on the movie The Fly. Remember the Jeff Goldblum movie?
I may like to see that. When was that?
Jeff Goldblum movie's late 80s, I guess. About 20 years ago.
I think so, and it's a remake of a movie from the
50s.
Late 50s, yeah.
Jeff Goldblum played a scientist who built a transporter that transports matter from one place to another.
Right.
And he gets inside to test it, but unfortunately a fly gets in there with him. And
it so fuses their DNA
fuses
or whatever.
DNA together, yeah. And he starts to turn into the Brundle Fly.
I've got wings.
That's going to be a terrible play.
I eat a lot of sugar, and I can climb a wall. Look at the hairs come out of my back.
It's such a trend, too, because 9 to 5 is opening at the Amundsen, which is obviously based on a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, another
But this
one.
Really is a musical,
A
role?
Musical.
Yeah.
The Fly.
I must see it.
Wow.
Apparently it debuted could be in amazing. Paris. It debuted in Paris this past summer. And was a big hit, so it'll be here locally September the 7th at almost just a mere almost a week and a half mm-hmm. away.
Practically everyone who's acted in, produced, or even seen a play is gay.
I've That's already true. Got tickets.
Lisa. And here's the greatest story of the week, maybe ever. Remember Superbad?
Yes, of course.
You saw that film, right?
Yeah.
Remember when the cops decide to have fun with their car and they go out and they're doing donuts out on the field there?
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, recently, two of New York's finest were busted in Brooklyn for doing donuts in a baseball field in their police car.
Fantastic.
A scene straight out of Superbad. The officers revved it up and started doing donuts. Unfortunately, they got busted by a mother of two who had to run and grab her kids to pull them out of the way. She was really shaken up and concerned, as
awesome.
You can imagine.
Yeah.
The husband went up to the officers to share his concerns. The cops were puffing on large cigars, just looked at him and sped off. So the dude got their license plate number and alerted the media, and now these officers are in a wee bit of trouble.
Come on, they got to blow off steam, too.
That's what I'm saying.
You know?
Haven't they done enough for your community that they get the right to just throw a couple donuts out there?
A couple donuts.
At least they're not eating the donuts.
That's true.
It's a fight every day. It's a struggle. Get the joke out before being done. Today's celebrity birthdays. David Soule, the original Hutch of Starsky and Hutch. Not to mention, legendary balladeer of Don't Give Up on Us, Baby. I might have to pull some of that out.
You
that's
might
a
not.
Great
love
song.
To hear some of that next
crappy
time.
70s,
I love
that that's
song.
A crappy
that's
song.
A great song.
That song.
I love that song,
Don't
too.
Give up on us, baby.
Gay.
We're still worth one Gay. More try.
Gay.
I'm going to re-record that and release it on my next CD.
You don't have a CD.
That'll be my first CD.
Owen Wilson sang it in the remake when he played
that's
Hutch.
That's
right.
He did, yeah. Shania Twain's 43 years old today. Jack Black. Jack Black of Tenacious D turns 39. Jason Priestley of Beverly Hills 90210 is 39. In a related story, I just got some exciting news that Luke Perry will be appearing on the reincarnation of 90210.
No kidding.
Yeah, so we can see him soon. Oh, that's boring to you.
Sorry.
That's boring to
off.
You.
I dozed off, sorry.
Of all people.
The chairman of the board. And Leanne Rimes, country singer, is 26 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
All right, let's talk about genital warts, shall we?
Oh, yeah, let's.
Why not? Good morning, everybody.
Who's in?
Did you know that the virus that causes genital warts can spread even with a condom? Have you noticed small individual growths or a cluster of growths on your genital area?
Fantastic.
It's nothing but good news.
Somebody sent me, we were talking about this a few days ago on the show because apparently we're playing this commercial a lot on K-Rock that has some sort of a medical study that they're doing on genital warts. They're looking for people who have it to come down, and I guess you get paid for your time, and they're trying to work on some new cures and stuff, right? God damn the listener that sent us the link to pictures.
Oh, yeah, that one. Oh, yeah.
Wow, am I never going to be able to get those images out of my brain.
Yeah, that's...
Wow, did I have no idea it would look like that.
Good times.
Yeah,
good times indeed.
Yeah.
But apparently there is a General Awards hotline, am I right, Kevin?
Well,
apparently for more information on how to participate in the survey.
Or if you've already been diagnosed with genital warts, are you experiencing another outbreak? We're looking for individuals from the Los Angeles area who are currently experiencing an outbreak of genital warts.
Now, well, how come our audience? Why do you target, why do you think K-Rock is the station?
Well, they have to be sexually active people, right?
Yeah, and you right? and they come into town and they go, which station just did that swingers party to Las Vegas?
That's
Let's
true.
Use them.
Sure.
To participate in a clinical research study to treat them.
All right.
You'll receive an initial consultation, study medication, and follow-up care at no cost, and you'll be compensated for your time.
Well, you get paid.
Health insurance is not needed.
Nice.
So if you believe you may have genital warts or have been diagnosed with genital warts and are experiencing an outbreak, please call Dermatology Research Associates at 1-888-893-1084 or log on to gwclinicalstudy.com. Your call will be confidential. Call now.
Hey, it's me.
Yeah, what can we do for you?
Well, you know, that thing that I heard about on the deal with the station.
What deal? What station?
That's gotta be awkward.
You know,
don't make me say it.
Come on.
The stuff on the junk?
The stuff on the junk. I don't understand what you're saying, sir. Come on, the wart. Stop it.
Why is it not stuffonthejunk.com, by the way? That clearly needs to be their website. All right, let's dial up this number and find out what's involved in the study, shall we?
Let's pick one of us. Let's pick Lisa.
Me?
Yeah, let's pick Lisa. Well, because we need to know how to answer questions, just in case.
Okay, so. All right. I've got genital warts.
Yes, you
and
do.
I'm calling up.
Yes, you are.
I'll need that drop later.
Sounds like you get free lunch, too. You don't just get paid and they validate your parking, but you get food, too.
Sounds good to me.
Hold on, hold on. Right?
Nice music.
Hello, and thank you for calling the Genital Wart Clinical Research Study Automated Hotline.
Excellent.
There you go.
We will be asking you a series of questions in order to ascertain whether or not you are eligible to participate in the experimental treatment program.
All right.
Okay.
Please answer all of these questions with complete honesty and without concern, because this call is 100% anonymous.
All right.
Question one. What is your name and where do you live? Just kidding. This call is confidential. And even if you told me, I couldn't hear you. Oh. I'm a recording.
Okay, good.
Now, seriously. Question one. If you're a man, press one.
No.
If you're a woman, press two.
Well, let's do two.
Okay.
All right.
Back on hold. Music.
Thank you.
All right.
If you've been diagnosed for genital warts in the past, press one. If you're currently experiencing an outbreak, press two.
I think currently, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
A lot of holding.
Wow.
Thank you, woman. Which one of these categories best describes you?
Whore.
Press one if you're a slut.
Okay.
Press two if you're an immoral hosebag.
Oh.
Press three if you're an unrepentant tramp who couldn't keep her legs closed together if her kneecaps were super glued. Press four if you're a whore of mythic proportions who maintains a strict no-questions-asked policy while welcoming any member of the male gender, regardless of age, race, or personal hygiene, to invade the wide-open orifice of their choice.
Wow.
I'm thinking three.
I'm going
to
with
be
four,
honest.
And no, I'm pushing I'm really the buttons. There we go. Back on hold.
Thank you for participating in this questionnaire. Unfortunately, our experimental treatment would be wasted on you.
What?
Why?
Let's face it, we could cure you of genital warts, but then you just go out and catch something else. Right, slutty McHobag?
Wait a minute.
Frankly, we're stunned you were able to stop banging random homeless guys long enough to make this phone call. But I guess if you weren't such a self-loathing tramp-o-lean, you wouldn't be in this predicament, would you?
Okay.
So do us all a favor.
Okay.
Hang up. Go look in the mirror.
Wow.
And ask yourself why you're such a promiscuous, cavernous whore.
Oh,
wow.
My God.
That seems brutal.
Oh, back on hold.
God, recording.
Wow.
Seriously, whore. Hang up.
Okay. All right. Do you think the delegates get chicks?
I'm just saying, if you're a super delegate at the convention, like our K-Rock listener Ed that we're getting ready to talk to on the phone is, you got to figure that there must be interns or something running around the Pepsi Center that are impressed by the fact that you're a super delegate, that you have a job there. I bet you can pull some political junkie chicks. Sure.
Those are the hot ones.
Those are the hot ones.
We've seen the ones that, you know, President Clinton got. We saw her. We saw Monica Lewinsky. She's hot, you know. I mean, they really... Governor Spitzer, hi. Oh, wait, he didn't pay, but he had to pay for it. We've been having a raging debate behind the scenes here at K-Rock this week because Bean loves these conventions.
Yeah, he does.
Sure.
And the Democratic one is going on now this week. I despise everything about them. And
I'm equally looking forward to the Republican convention next week, by the way. I'll be watching every single night of that, too. It's just, I mean, it's politics, but it's also show business. And there's so many layers and so many different things going on. It's just entertaining. That's all it is. Mm-hmm. I just look at it like, to me, it's like watching the Oscars.
Boring.
K-Rock listener Ed Espinosa is on the line. He is, believe it or not, speaking for you in California because he is one of your super delegates at the DNC convention in Denver, and he joins us on the phone right now on the world-famous K-Rock. Hey, Ed, thanks for your email, man. We appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. Glad to be here, guys.
Why don't we start with what the hell does a delegate do and what makes you so special that you get to be a super delegate?
Well, first of all, super delegates, really not that super to begin with, in all honesty, but I'm a member of the DNC. I represent the state on the Democratic National Committee on a four-year term.
Okay.
So what that means is I get to travel to DNC meetings a couple times a year, and we do all sorts of exciting things like set primary calendars and develop rules and take positions for the party.
I would hang myself.
Yeah.
That sounds like the worst life ever. I mean, honestly.
Well,
is it your full-time job, Ed, or is this just something you do on the side?
Definitely something we do on the side. I mean, we pay our own way to go to these things, and it's a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it.
Why do you do it? What's the appeal for you if it's mostly grunt work?
No, I love it. I just love the whole political process. I love the empowerment that comes with knowing that you can change not only your party but your community. And this is what I professionally work in politics, but being a DNC member is not a professional job. It's just something that I do to represent the state and kind of move the party forward.
Ed, let me ask you this question, because you just said that you love the fact that you can change. Really, what happens at these conventions, and correct me if I'm wrong, is they get up on the stage and they tell you everything you want to hear. Crime needs to go down, education needs to be better, blah, 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 and then whatever happens, and it's usually not related to anything they're saying. They just pie-in-the-sky promises about everything's going to be better. It's not the Democrats or the Republicans. They both do it.
Well, I'll tell you, being at the convention and seeing it on TV are two very different things.
I hope, because I would kill myself.
a lot of people think that these conventions are kind of like spring break for politicians. You just come in, and it's a lot of speeches and a lot of parties, and that's it. But there's actually a lot more to it. As a matter of fact, there's about 400 events that take place around town that you don't need a credential to go to. You don't need a delegate pass.
What kind of events?
Well, you've got grassroots trainings for people who are working on campaigns and want to figure out how to better implement campaigns in their neighborhoods so that they can implement their actual ideas and get their candidate.
Okay. What else? What other kind?
Well, you've got foreign policy discussions.
What else?
You've got...
What else? 400.
You've got meetings with ambassadors.
All right, there's nothing you're going to say that's happening off-premise that Kevin will be interested in. But let's get back to the convention itself, because a lot of people, one of the reasons the networks don't cover nearly as much of the conventions as they used to is because there's no mystery in them anymore. There used to be a time, 30 years ago, when you really didn't know who the presidential nominee was going to be coming out of a convention. Now it's all so choreographed. Isn't Kevin right that it's just 40 hours of bloviating from the stage to a foregone conclusion that we know Barack Obama is going to be the nominee?
Well, choreographed is one word, but I think that the way we can look at it is that we're actually a better organized institution than we were 40 years ago. Our primaries produce they're supposed to produce a conclusive candidate, a conclusive result.
Right.
Obviously, this year was a little bit unique, but that's really why by the time you get to convention, it's not brokered. You don't have Washington fat cats deciding who the nominees are going to be.
Right, but since they know that it's going to be Barack Obama, what is every speech? It's like a pep rally in high school. It's not even spring break. It's like a pep rally.
This is what kicks off the fall general election campaign. This is how we introduce not only our nominee, but our party and our ideas to the public. It's
right.
One thing to get a steady flow of news throughout the year on what we're doing. It's another thing to have it presented to you all at one time. And there's something to be said for that. And I think that, when people tune in and they get the highlights at night and they know that it's all been wrapped up in a convention one week, there's more value to that than there is getting it in bits and pieces throughout the year.
So, in other words, it just kind of announces this is who we are and this is what we stand for. And now please pay attention between now and Election Day because you're going to have a decision to make between these two parties.
Pretty much.
But guys, correct me if I'm wrong again. The Democrats are doing the same thing that the Republicans are going to do next week, which is we're going to solve every problem. They just talk about the crime
and different ideas.
Education, but they're not going to do anything close. And I'm not talking partisan either. You look at President Bush, for example. I'd love to go back and look at his speech at the convention and say, oh, look, hey, how about this? How can compare what he did to what he said? It's almost impossible to do what you say.
I agree with you, and I also, and I think Ed would agree that you can't get elected if you go out there with a realistic assessment of what it is you're likely to accomplish in your 4 years.
Right,
but that's right. But
no one would vote for you.
Right, but so where's the interest in the super exaggeration of possibilities? You know what I mean? Like, they just take it and they just say, well, we need better education. And everybody cheers. That's the other thing. Everybody cheers for a minute. Well, and then they say crime needs to go down, and then they cheer for a minute. I want to kill myself.
Yeah, well, we all basically believe in the same thing.
Of course.
We all have the same problems. But,
right. But both parties promise they're going to fix it, and then they don't and can't.
It's how we fix it. It's what our solution is. Are you pro-choice? Are you pro-life? Or do you want privatized Social Security? Do you want a government program? There's different ways about tackling those solutions, those issues.
Now, let me ask you a very personal question. Yeah. This is how I'm going to decide whether I like you or not, Ed. Last night, Rage Against the Machine played.
Yes.
Outside, I believe, outside the Pepsi Center.
Yeah.
Where were you?
I was inside the Pepsi Center.
That's it. You just lost Kevin's vote.
Honestly, you have the chance to see Rage Against the Machine, and you don't step outside the Pepsi.
I saw them in 2000 outside of the L.A. convention.
But they were right outside your building. Come on, Ed.
And, hey, you know, that's a hot ticket to get inside the convention as well. Weren't you talking about
it? Yeah, you got all those women with those giant hats with fruit on the top of them and the crazy secret handshakes and all your... You guys are just...
Like Jesse Raphael glasses.
You're just grown-up Dungeons & Dragons people, aren't you?
not quite.
All right.
Ed, we're almost out of time. I have another question for you, though, and that is because something... We saw something a little bit unusual last night in that they suspended the roll call of states where they go around and pledge delegates. And basically, by now, a lot of people know Hillary Clinton came out and said, let's just make it all unanimous for Barack Obama. So do you get cheated a little bit as a superdelegate that you didn't really even get to vote? I mean, your job to go there was to cast a vote for the people of California, and you ended up passing when it got to your state.
Well, now, you know, we passed because not all of our delegates were in the building. A lot of our delegates are legislators, and we've got a budget tied up in Sacramento. So essentially, the California budget held up the nomination for an extra 10 minutes.
So you went all the way to Denver to the Pepsi Center and didn't see Rage Against the Machine, and then when it got to you to vote, you said pass.
We still cast our votes.
You couldn't have passed from here? Come on,
no,
Ed.
You couldn't have passed and partied from there.
What's good? You're not partying. Foreign policy conversations is not a party.
Well, wait a minute. I went to a couple of parties. I saw Silver Sun pickups last night.
Okay, now you're talking. Why don't you lead with that?
I saw Sarah Silverman last night.
All right, now you're getting somewhere. Yeah. All right, I like Ed now.
Speaking of Sarah Silverman, Jimmy Kimmel had a very funny line this week. He said, the DNC convention is going on, and since we have the first African-American candidate, some are calling it the Run DNC convention, which I thought was very funny. All right, Ed, I'm glad you emailed. I'm glad you're having fun out there. Some, like you said, someone's got to do it. It's better you than us, but we appreciate your insight. Have a great trip home from Denver, and have fun at the speech tonight, man.
Thanks, guys.
And good job passing.
All right.
Okay. All right. I guess what I'm saying, Kevin, is when I tune in Monday night on the Biography Channel, there better be a check coming to Kevin and B. I think that's what I'm telling you.
I'm saying I don't need a check. I just need to be able to sit there and watch my sweet car chase show.
I don't know how long we've been talking about this needs to exist, but now it does. Why Iran is the name of the show. What's up with the people who are driving and eluding the police in the high-speed car chases? We're very excited to find out more about it. It airs Monday night on the Biography Channel at 10 o'clock. And let's welcome the executive producer of the program, Kevin Dill, to the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Good morning, Kevin. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Very good.
Well, we're very excited. You're our new personal Lord and Savior. We've been wanting a show just like this one for decades here.
I love it. Every time I pitch it to someone and tell them what the show is, they're like, oh, my God, I've been wanting that show.
So yeah.
The public wants it. We give it.
Now, here's the first question before we hear some of the specifics about what we'll see Monday night. Why haven't they ever gone after the people who are behind the wheel on these car chases before and put them on the news or put them on a show? Why have we been deprived from hearing from them the play-by-play of what they were thinking at the time?
I think historically people want to hear from the cops, and no one's really thought to kind of go to the perps or the people driving the cars. It's just that simple.
Did you have any kind of resistance from people who maybe didn't want to put their face on TV and kind of admit to what was probably a stupid decision the night they decided to run?
You know, a few, but very little. Actually, most people kind of decided to do it, wanted to do it to kind of show that, you know, maybe it wasn't the wisest decision. If you're ever in a situation like this, pull over.
You think?
Yeah, no, across the board, pretty much. You know, mostly everyone jumped on pretty easily.
How do you track them down? You go to the... police and...
We do a lot of web surfing and a lot of, like, phone calling to different police stations throughout the country. And surprisingly, Ohio has a lot of high-speed chases.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Interesting.
We did probably, I would say, like, 8 stories in Ohio. And Florida's really good, too. We had got 2 in California, but we went across the nation.
You got some in Texas, I know.
Have some in Texas. Got a couple in Texas. Got a good truck driver in Texas that kind of went a little wacky one day and crunched up like 15 cars.
Is that the 18-wheeler dude?
18-wheeler dude.
Yes.
God, wow.
Yes.
Sounds like Transformers. Yep. Hey, Kevin, do most people think when they step on the gas, when they see the lights behind them, do they think they're actually going to be able to get away, or are they just panicking and trying to put off the inevitable for a few minutes?
Well, there's a moment where they think that their Chevy Vega is going to outrun the cops, yes.
Okay.
So, but they think at that moment that they have the best plan in the world. I'm going to drive. I know this place down the freeway. I can get off, and there's a dirt road, and I can go, and they're never going to find me. I'll get in a bunch of trees there, and the copters will never find me. I'll get out of my car, and I'll run.
Right.
That's kind of what they think. But
are most of them altered at the time they're having those thoughts?
No, some of them. Not all of them. You'd be surprised the stories we have. We've got soccer moms that have, like, had a minivan with a couple of kids in it in a high-speed chase.
No,
but
kidding.
I would have thought, I would have guessed 99% would be alcohol or drugs.
Yeah.
No?
A lot. But yeah. We try to find a lot of different stories that, you know, don't have alcohol or drugs related to them, but... You know, yes, that is very common.
How many car chases and the behind-the-scenes stuff are you going to be able to handle in one show?
We do 2 stories per half hour, and okay. We've done 13 shows, so we got 26 stories that we're doing.
Oh, that's great.
That's so great.
Yeah.
Now, do you do like John Madden does on the football games, where you actually have the person there watching the chase and describing what he was thinking at the time?
That's exactly how we pitched it. It's kind of the John Madden high-speed chases. They actually look at the chase, all the footage we have, kind of frame by frame, and they walk you through it. You know, mm-hmm. Telestrate it almost for you. You know,
really? Like, circle it and draw lines? And...
Yeah. I saw the cop right here off to my right, and I decided to go left here, and here's why. So they really break it down for you.
This is going to be the best. Now, in the 26 stories that you've already shot, do you have any where the guy gets out at the end? And by the way, as an aside, we always think of these car chases as being guys, but you got women on the show, which I'm very excited to hear, because those are very rare.
I think we have 7 or 8 women in the show.
Wow.
You'd be surprised. And they're some of the best chases.
Did you get the girl in California that stole the policeman's car? Remember that? She ran back and jumped in the police car and took off.
We have a girl from Cincinnati that actually did that.
Awesome.
So
awesome.
She kind of faked that she had a weapon and got the cop's car. It was like a 2-state chase, actually, went over state lines.
Awesome. All right. Here's my question. Did you get any of the guys who the chase ends and they get out of the car and they're either A, naked, or B, wearing women's clothing?
Nope, none of that.
The dude in the
season
dress.
Two.
You gotta
season
get
two.
We know those stories.
You got to get the dude in the dress. You got to get the guy that stole the tank.
Yep.
San Diego. Oh, yeah. Got to get that one.
Yep, that was a good one. We chased that for a little bit.
How many car chases happen in a year?
Yeah, I have no idea. There are a lot of them. And, you know, the great thing about this show, we can go back and revisit older chases, too, because, you know, if the perp hasn't been talked to,
right.
You know, it's a clean story for us, so we can go back and get those.
I kind of thought it was a Southern California thing, but I guess it makes sense that it was everywhere.
No, they're all over. I mean, you'd be so surprised. Right. Yeah, like I said, Ohio has some of the best chases.
Do most of these people go to jail?
You know, it was about half and half. It depends on... surprisingly, a lot of the women got off.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Really? Why?
A couple of the stories we had, the people were just having a really bad day, and they didn't hurt anybody, so they let them go. It was their first offense.
And PMSing.
Wait a minute. I would never get let go just because I was having a bad day.
But if you don't have a record. I think that's what you're saying.
Yet.
They just kind of went freaky one day.
And there's not a lot of damage. They kind of, sometimes they let them go.
If no one gets hurt, you got a much better chance, I guess, of them being lenient with you. Kevin Dell is on the line, by the way. We're talking about the Biography Channel, a new series called Why I Ran that debuts this Monday night at 10 o'clock on the Biography Channel. Here's another question for you, Kevin. Are most of these people running just because they were going to get pulled over for speeding or something and they decided to make a break for it? Or are most of them running because they're trying to get away from a crime they committed?
You know, it's about half and half. A lot of people get pulled over and they got something in the car that makes them want to run, mm-hmm. or they got something from their past that they haven't gotten dinged for yet by the cops, and they take off. But a couple of our best chases were people who just forgot to, you know, turn on their turning signal or something.
And
wow.
No.
One lady thought that she was getting pulled over because she had a couple of outstanding parking tickets and just gunned it and took off. So
awesome.
She would have gotten, you know, a minor ticket. But instead, I think she got like 4 months in jail.
What about the people that throw drugs or whatever paraphernalia out the window as they go?
We got a couple of those.
What about the dude that drove around the block and kept coming by his house, and his mom or sister came out and was trying to talk him into giving himself up?
I remember that guy.
He'd drive around the block again.
We're still chasing that guy. We don't have him in this series yet.
Our people run from the police. So what should they do if they were in a car chase? Can they contact you? Honestly.
Sure, and I'll just like pull over, guys.
I'm not kidding. No, I'm not saying while it's happening.
No.
It's going to be much easier on everybody if you just pull over.
No, I'm not saying while it's happening. I'm saying if it happened in their past.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. They could call me. Call Intuitive Entertainment. That's our production company.
Intuitive Entertainment.
Yep.
Right.
Well,
it's a really great show. One lady we do have, you talk about throwing things out of the car. Lady stole a bunch of shoes.
Yeah.
And they tried to exchange them, and she, you know, there was like 14 helicopters above her and a bunch of cop cars behind her, and she threw out all the shoes at the police cars behind her, thinking that was going to help her get away.
Awesome.
Because
a shoe
can stop a police car. Oh. A lot of people don't know that.
That's because the case of the stolen stilettos, we call it.
This could be the greatest show ever. I'm just sorry that it's debuting too late to be eligible for this year's Emmys, because I think you got it locked up, dude. Kevin Dell is the executive producer of the Biography Channel's Why I Ran Monday night. That's this Monday, Labor Day, at 10 o'clock on the Biography Channel. And then what? Is it going to air each Monday night after that, Kevin?
Each Monday night. They're going to show two shows, one at 10, one at 10:30.
Oh, you're doing good work.
An hour of entertainment, guys.
Yes, sir.
We're very excited. Thanks a lot for telling us about the show on the Kevin and Bean program this morning.
Thank you.
I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
Thank you, Lisa. It's 7:55 now. Time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
Nothing in the lane. No bodies, no dogs,
nope.
No ladders,
couch.
No mattresses.
Weird, huh?
No wood, no...
Always something.
No drywall.
No.
It's a lame day today. Come on, people, get out there and spill some stuff.
No,
give him some time.
No watermelons.
There's fuel in the roadway. That's part of why the 60s closed.
All right, good. Fuel.
Yeah. It's kind of half-assed. I need something bulky.
Yeah, that's what she said.
We should have some sort of pool going.
What the next thing
we
is?
We should all throw something onto a list, and then the next time Lisa does a traffic report where there's something in a lane, whoever comes up with the right thing wins.
I get ladder.
Poor
ladder. It's always a ladder.
I get mattress.
Oh, crap. You guys took the two best
bets. Go for
the dog. Dog. I get a dog. I take
this
dog.
This is the summer of the dog.
It is the summer of the dog.
Yeah.
Dog.
And happy summer to all our Asian friends.
Mattress.
Celebrating the summer of the
Bean,
dog.
Bean, you want to be in on this?
Yeah, sure. Can I get something as generic
as... Can I get dead body, please?
Can I get boxes?
Boxes,
sure,
okay.
You can have boxes.
I'll take boxes.
All right.
Boxes. What's in the boxes? Tough guy.
I'll take metal debris.
Ooh, metal debris.
Metal debris is another thing.
That's a generic, though. I mean, that's a big category.
Yes, it is.
That's how they...
Super Whore weighs in crate of chickens. She wants chickens.
Crate of chickens.
Right. Oh, I think loose chickens would count. I think any kind of chicken related thing.
They have to be live chickens, or are they like frozen chickens?
Any kind of chicken,
I think she gets credit for either.
What if it's a Zaki Farms truck?
That's all right.
Yeah.
Fish tails all over the
box, which means I win because I got box.
See, it's getting confusing
already.
Let's talk about showbiz news, shall we? Think actors on your favorite shows are overpaid?
Yes.
No.
Sometimes.
Well, there's a wide variety of answers in the room. How do you answer there at home? Mark down your answers.
Charlie Sheen, for instance.
Well, Kiefer Sutherland couldn't agree more, saying that yes, actors are overpaid. He told Ireland Online that he thinks the money generated by the entertainment industry is way out of proportion, and thinks that doctors, teachers, firefighters, and our local police officers are the real stars in our society.
Is he going to give up some money?
Yes, he's going to give an entire year's salary. Oh, no, wait a minute. He stopped short of giving money to doctors, teachers, firefighters, and police officers. He gave him a valuable pat on the back.
A shout out.
Yeah.
Attaboy.
That's right. So, you guys are great. Ching! I'm going to go cash my check. I'll be back.
I agree that it's a lot harder to teach or to fight fires or to be a police officer than it is to be an actor, but it's also something that more people can do. It's very hard to be
a successful actor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very
true.
Few people can be a good actor.
It's true.
And that's why they get paid
so much. Few people can be a good teacher, too, I'll have you know.
That's true, too.
Because I've had some horrible teachers, and I've had some amazing teachers who have literally changed my life.
That's true. That's a good observation.
I think teachers get screwed. I mean, firefighters, too. I mean, given the fact that they put their lives on the line every time they go to work.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Cops.
Yeah.
Doctors, not so much. Just kidding, Doc. Hugh Hefner, could he finally be getting married to Holly Madison, one of his three girlfriends on the Girls Next Door TV show?
I don't think he's aware of what he's doing, man.
The second lady on the totem pole, Bridget Marquardt. is telling people that she is moving out of the infamous Playboy Mansion as well. First, it was
who was the little one?
No, the little one.
Kendra.
Yeah.
And now Bridget. And she also said that people can expect to see a huge wedding next season on the program.
So she's cleaning house, basically. Kicking out all of her rivals.
I guess so. It's going to be a lonely mansion. Just with Hef and Holly knocking around.
Yeah, but isn't he going to move in that brunette that he's been banging on the side?
That's right.
Yeah, that's what he should do. George Clooney, speaking of marriage, is getting a little fed up when about being asked whether he's ever going to settle down. Apparently, Us Weekly magazine reports a recent interview. George was asked the question if he plans to get married and have children like his good buddy Brad Pitt. George rolled his eyes and shot back, "Yes, I'm getting married and having children today." Apparently, he got a little snippy.
Yeah,
well, it's a stupid question for the paparazzi to yell at him when he's walking to a car. You know,
you know a guy who got married and had
when
kids.
You get married, you're gonna have kids.
What about you? Speaking of Brad Pitt, he and Angelina Jolie are fighting, according to In Touch magazine. Some are saying that Angelina is suffering from postpartum depression.
Uh-oh.
And apparently Maddox is also giving his parents a hard time because he doesn't want to go to school and is throwing fits about it.
Hey!
So all the tension in the house is causing Brad and Angelina to go at it. Angelina's been yelling at Brad about everything. And sources say he's finally had it. Brad reportedly took off for Bono's house and spent the night. I want to be in that world.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm going over to Bono's, okay? I might not come back tonight. In fact, I'm going to stay the night with Bono. Me, Bono, Edge, we're going to play a little rock here, rock star, rock that band game.
Sure, rock it.
Have a couple pops, get a pizza. Screw you, Angelina.
Yeah.
That's the world I want to live in.
It's a world with options.
Sure is. Mackenzie Phillips, you may know her from American Graffiti and the sitcom One Day at a Time. She has been battling addiction for years and it looks like she's relapsed again. Apparently, she was arrested at LAX yesterday on possession charges after allegedly trying to transport cocaine and heroin in baggies and balloons found in and about her personage.
Were they at least in baggies under 3 ounces?
That's right, yeah, so she could travel with it.
Get through TSA?
That's right.
Wow, are you stupid.
Yeah. She's still in custody as of this time, but that's a shame because she was famously clean, did the whole rehab thing and came out and was actually counseling other people on how to stay drug-free. So.
Kevin, what's that TSA stand for? I'm sorry, I can't remember.
Transportation. What's wrong with you? Like, I wouldn't know that.
Transportation what?
Transportation Security Administration.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
There
wasn't
all
that.
Actually, it's the Transportation Safety Administration,
right.
Kevin.
That's what I said.
Transportation Safety Administration. Right. That's not what you said.
I know, but if I say right, it, people will think that's what I said.
We've asked you that question, and
I couldn't get transportation the first time, so
I know.
I see that as
you're working your way up to three words.
Step.
Next time it'll be administration.
Progress.
Who's the mayor of Las Vegas?
Not doing this now. See, it's minute after eight.
I just see it if you could have recovered from the trip yet.
And sad news. Rumors were that the boss, Bruce Springsteen, was going to perform at Denver's Invesco Field right before Barack Obama made his big speech tonight at the Democratic National Convention. But the Hollywood Reporter saying now that's not going to happen. So we're stuck just with Bon Jovi, I guess.
Wow.
Asshole.
Wow.
On a steel horse I ride.
Oh. That's a big step down, isn't it?
I hear, Ralph, since your first report this morning, that Bon Jovi isn't going to be playing either now.
Really?
I hear no musical acts at the stadium tonight.
But they have to have Jersey Rockers. They said they promised us Jersey Rockers.
That's what I thought, because nothing makes more sense for a senator from Illinois than to have all the Jersey Rockers show up.
What about the Jersey Rockers?
Very
Maybe we can get Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes.
Really?
What the hell?
That's just a joke for being.
We're going for My Chemical Romance or anything?
Today's celebrity birthdays, Daniel Stern. Famous and talented actor.
Commissioner of the NBA as well.
Nope. He is 51 years old today. Shania Twain turns 43, as does country singer Leanne Rimes. Big day for country singers. Got a lot of angry emails, people. Lord of the Rings fans.
Uh-oh.
Or can I say geeks?
Oh, sure.
Flipping out that I did not wish a happy birthday to actor Billy Boyd, who is 40 years old today.
He is...
Got me. Apparently he was in Lord of the Rings. That's all I know. Jack Black of Tenacious D turns 39. Jason Priestley of 90210 fame turns 39. And David Soul, the original Hutch in Starsky and Hutch, the legendary TV show cop series, is 65 years old today. But a lot of people don't know, David Soul also had a number one smash hit record at one point in his career. A little song called Don't Give Up on Us, Baby.
Don't give up on us, baby.
That's right.
We're still worth one.
All skate.
More try. I know we put the last one by.
How do you feel about homosexuality?
Wow. I love that song.
It's a good question.
Nothing like taking your lady out on the dance floor for a slow dance to Don't Give Up on Us, Baby.
You know what's so funny? As I listen to you, I do think to myself, you are so f***ing gay.
That's a long-distance dedication going out to Brad from Angelina. Don't give up on us, baby. I know you spend the night at Bono's, but I still think we could patch things up.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. Nicely done.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
What are you guys laughing at now?
Just, what do you think?
You're spectacular.
What are you talking about?
Beat is a guy who has a lot of interests, and he doesn't have a lot of friends that share a lot of those interests.
For obvious reasons, if you know what his interests are.
So, but he shares them with us anyway.
Yeah.
And that's why we created Thanks for That Info Bean. Because he says things like, guys, I just bought a photo with Audrey Hepburn and a deer. That's what he said as the song was fading and we were going to go into this break. Bean said that.
I thought you might be interested. Sometimes coworkers will talk, hey, what'd you do yesterday? Well, I went here, or hey, I went there. I mean,
right.
Making conversation with, you know, folks around the water cooler at the office. That's all.
Right. But what Lisa does and what Ralph does and what Alex does and Mike does and Dave does and Omar does and everybody else here is they go out and do things and meet people and see things. Nobody says, I just bought a photo of Audrey Hepburn and a deer. Who's supposed to relate to that?
The only things I do, though, involve online, though. You know that, because I don't
know. That's that info bean.
How dare you? You don't know, man.
Also known as Bean Barfs His Brain.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Here are a few things, word for word, that Bean has said in the last couple of weeks.
All right.
Oh, now you're just going to make up stuff. You've just been furiously scribbling in the back of the room. Nope. Oh, let's make Bean sound like a tar. Let's go ahead and make up stuff that he said.
I write down word for word what you said, along with other people's responses.
Yes.
And the first one is, isn't it weird that Neil Diamond had his first number one hit this year? Now, this happens like during commercials or songs. While you people are listening to good stuff, we have to listen to Bean. And we weren't talking about number one songs. We weren't talking about Neil Diamond. We weren't talking about anything. Mm-hmm. We were just, you know, whatever. We were off on our own little... And Bean just comes right out of the blue with that. We go, all right, must be reading an article on Neil Diamond.
Guess so.
Look, the guy has been a music legend for 40 years. And his album that came out earlier this year, produced by Rick Rubin, went to number one. It was the first time he's ever had a number one. I mean, I think that's pretty significant.
Right. Here's what you don't understand. This bit is not for you to give us more explanation on the thing. It's for you to understand we didn't care about the first thing.
Nope,
oh, the pilot wasn't that you needed greater depth on the story.
That's that info bean.
Bean also asked the unanswerable questions, which is, why is Foreigner so good? Now, I don't know. I mean, even if you agree with that, there's no way to answer that.
There's no answer to that. Absolutely not.
Why is Foreigner so good?
That's that info bean.
I'm intrigued with how talented they are. That's all.
Now, Bean has found out that he does have one ally in the studio, and that's Psycho Mike, who is Bean Jr.
Yeah.
And Bean has started to realize that the rest of us don't care, so he starts to direct his conversation to Mike. That's a new trend.
That could be because Psycho Mike's the only one who technically works for me. Right. The rest of you, we work together.
So Bean will say, you know what I like? And then no one says anything. Right? Because we're trained.
Of course. We don't want it.
Lisa knows you don't encourage Bean. So, I'm sorry. I wasn't listening. What? So he says, you know what I like? And then no one says anything. And then he says, Special K cereal. And then nothing. Yeah. No one says anything.
Because we've been trained.
And then Bean says, what do you think of that, Mike? And he turns and directs it right to Mike. Because the rest of us don't care. Now, Mike had not said anything the first two times either. But Mike has to go, oh, that's cool, Bean.
Now, in my defense, oftentimes, and all of us do this, we run food items by Mike to see what his professional opinion is as
that's
a guy who knows
doing.
A lot about nutrition.
But that's not what you were
You
doing.
Wanted the nutritional content.
You said, you know what I like, and none Mike. Of us responded. And right, then you said Special K, and none of us responded.
No, the point was, there are some cereals that Mike will say are okay, and then there are other cereals that he says are bad, 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 you shouldn't eat. And I think what was going on then is I was trying to get his read on whether Special K was legit, because we had the same conversation about grape nut flakes a few days ago, too.
Here's what I'm trying to say.
That's that info bean.
Along the idea of cereal plus the unanswerable question.
Yes.
Why are Rice Krispies so good?
Really?
Yeah, I don't think you guys know, man.
And it's that info beam.
Guys, the sun just came out here. Then nobody said anything. Then Bean said, "It's so bright."
Are you kidding?
Lisa was silent. I was silent. Mike was silent. Then he said, "My eyes are watering." It was just like, he just takes a break. He just wants just anyone to say anything.
That's not really true. I don't really require much feedback.
Well, clearly,
I don't need much participation to have a conversation.
Oh, my God.
That's that info beam.
I'm going to the Russian consulate. Okay, so no one says anything. He's going on vacation.
Yes.
He's going to, I don't know, the Russian consulate, I guess, so he can get a, I don't know, passport or something. So
driver's license.
Travel visa.
Don't care. All right. So I say, oh, I interrupt Bean. I say, oh, wait, here's my favorite part of the commercial. I turn up the speakers so we can't hear him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's my way of saying not interested in you going to the Russian consulate, right? So then he waits for a little bit, like about 2 or 3 minutes, and then he says, Mike, since Kevin didn't care, I'm going to the Russian consulate. And then he makes Mike ask him what for, and then he tells him.
That's just sad and desperate.
Because maybe Mike cares about his fellow coworker.
Mike doesn't have a choice.
He heard it the first time.
He heard it when he was silent.
Wow.
That's that info beam.
If we were having a conversation about the foreign consulates that we've gone to, that would make sense. But we weren't really so much. And then now lately he started with Mike.
Yeah, well.
Now he's just learning.
He understands.
Hey, Mike, I'm going to the museum for the history of the Finnish newspaper.
I remember that. That one was just this week, and this one had everything. Being led with that, and I went to respond, and out of the corner of my eye, I saw Kevin, and he looked at me and put a finger at me and said, like, with a look.
Don't make a noise.
Don't you dare respond. So I just stepped back from the microphone, like, really slowly.
But, guys, if you're going away on vacation, as I am next week to the beautiful country of Finland, it's legitimate conversation to talk to your coworkers about the things that you're excited about seeing on your trip. But, isn't it? I mean, if you were going to Hawaii, you would say, hey, I'm so lucky there's a big surfing competition going on when I'm in Hawaii. I can't wait to see
it.
I mean,
but that's something
be legit.
Yes, but that's something we could all relate to. Like, Lisa would go to that. I would go to that. Everyone would go. You're going to a museum for the history of a newspaper in Finland.
Right, but because
that's a terrible idea.
I wouldn't go all the way to Finland just to see
that. I think you would.
If I'm already going to be in Helsinki and it's there, it would be tragic to not.
No, it would be tragic. I would be standing right in front of it and turn and run from it. It's a museum about newspapers being.
In a language you don't understand.
You don't know, man. You don't get it.
Here's what you don't get.
That's that info beam.
You guys know the name Don LaFontaine? Don LaFontaine. You heard of him?
I have, yes, only because he has the voice of God.
Yeah.
He sure does. This is the guy who does, well, we'll have an example for you in a moment. He has been, for more than 40 years, the premier voiceover guy in Hollywood, and especially in the movies. He's recorded nearly 5,000 movie trailers, and listen to this, 350,000 commercials, it says here.
Oh.
Now, how is it possible, even if you're working all the damn time, to record over 300,000 commercials?
Well, apparently he does them all.
This is a dude who we've heard about that takes a limo from place to place, and they drop him off. He walks in, does one take, gets back in the limo, heads someplace else, does like 500 in a day.
Wow.
Well, he's unbelievable. I mean, the guy is a Hollywood legend. Unfortunately, he's hit a rough patch right now. He's got a blood clot in his lung, and he's in the hospital right now, so he's unable to work. Do you have a little piece of Mr. LaFontaine's work?
In a world... My world. Terminator 2. Judgment Day.
Shrek.
Wow.
Minority Report. Friday the 13th. Dodgeball. A true underdog story. A hero in black. The adventure you've been waiting for.
That's the guy.
Welcome to my world.
Come on.
Wow.
Dear God.
No kidding. So he's down for a bit, and obviously we wish him a speedy recovery, but everybody's scrambling right now because, you know, movies continue to come out, and you don't have Don to do your trailers, so apparently there are other people out there now who are getting the call or at least making the attempt to try to take over for Mr. LaFontaine.
Oh, they're going to pick up the slack while he's in the hospital?
Somebody has to.
Yeah, they still got to do him, right.
Yeah.
Exactly. So we've been looking into this story since Ralph first reported about the illness a few days ago, and we have been able to get a hold of some of the tapes of some of the people that are applying for this work.
Oh. First one.
Okay.
Our own governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Ah, in a world where people,
It's hot. Yeah, it's incredible in this world where this guy does the thing with a hydrogen car. It's incredible.
Okay, cut.
Right. He may not be the best choice, perhaps, for this line of work.
William Shatner?
Oh.
Maybe he could pick up some of the slack.
In a world where one man must rise above other men do battle.
Mr. Shatner?
Crime.
We only have 1 minute for this trailer.
What?
I would go see that. Apparently he's not going to make it. Our own K-Rox Bean.
Oh.
Oh.
Has made an audition tape.
Really? I didn't even know that. Okay.
Pick up some of the slack.
In a world. when one man. Why is the world round? Why do planets have to be that shape? Why isn't Pluto a planet?
Okay, cut.
I wondered why they didn't call me back.
Apparently you're not going to get much of the work. However, Bob Dylan, I believe...
Oh, here we go.
Might.
In a world where a girl with a invented in the sea, invented and rides above the crime, and in his world,
okay,
it's all high.
I don't understand what you're saying. Cut.
Yeah.
Cut.
I don't know which movie he was doing either.
I don't either. And finally, I believe the guy who is going to get the bulk of the work, the great Sean Connery.
In a world where you're a sucker and I a lot of one man rises above it all to his fat Scottish up a teenage.
Cut.
What was wrong with that?
I wonder if Megan Fox likes Dramarama. You guys think she would enjoy a song like that? I mean, if she were listening right now?
I think she probably would. I think
she
would love it.
How would you know? You don't know her.
I think she would love
it.
She would love it.
You don't know anything about
her. We know a lot about her.
Because there's a lot of people who do anything to be with her.
Yeah, that's a good point, Ralph. We debuted a new feature earlier this week that we're pleased to bring back. We didn't have time for it yesterday. We do hope to do it every day. And I know Lisa's delighted. It's called Let's Talk About Megan Fox. And what it is, well... it's us talking about Megan Fox. And you can get in on the conversation at 1-800-520-1067. If you have anything to add about how perfect Megan Fox is, go ahead and pick up the phone and call.
Let's all talk about Megan Fox. Let's all talk about Megan Fox. Foxy lady.
Kevin's dad's like Garth in Wayne's World over there in the donut shop.
Just get into it, dude.
What do you guys think Megan Fox is doing right now? That's what I like to do sometimes. I just like to think. I wonder where she is, and I wonder what she's thinking about, and I wonder what she's doing right now.
Just about quarter to nine. She's probably on the set.
On the set.
Transformers 2.
And she's probably doing what she's doing in the picture that you can see at Kevin and Bean page at krock.com, which is...
fluffing her breasts.
Strangely supporting her breasts with both hands.
In white pants.
In white pants, by the way.
In white pants.
She's fluffing them up.
Oh, she does have white pants on.
Imagine what those clothes smell like.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah. Like flowers.
You think she's a commando girl or you think she wears panties?
I don't see panty lines.
Straight commando.
Really? Yeah. You guys think so? Because I see her as super frilly Victoria's Secret underwear.
She's
I
tatted up. She's a nasty, hardcore, just
those are
sex
tight
machine.
Pants as well, so.
Yeah, it's true.
She's she doesn't
she's too
panties.
Hot to wear underwear anyway. They would burn right off her body.
This is really your segment for on air.
I'm not even going to put up with that for a little bit this time, Lisa.
She doesn't.
She's in the basement.
Yep.
I don't think Megan wants anything more than absolutely necessary between her
and herself
being naked.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
What do you think she washes her hair with?
Oh, please
don't set us up like that, Mike. You know we can't say it on the air.
No. I was thinking, do you think she uses like regular person shampoo or just like extracts of fruit and like from the gods, like handed down to her, like flowers, petals?
I think she doesn't have to wash her hair. I think God does it for her.
Yeah.
It's just naturally clean.
Yeah.
It's probably true.
K-Rock Lister sent us the YouTube link, I guess, of her appearance on 2.5 Men from last season. Thank you for that. I had that on the loop yesterday.
She was on 2.5 Men?
She was a guest star. Yeah, she was a hottie guest star on the show.
I didn't realize that.
It must have been before Transformers, right?
Yes, definitely. Yeah. Oh, Dave the King of Mexico is here. Dave, you were watching Megan Fox on TV last night?
Transformers was on HBO 3 times last night, so I had 6 hours of Megan Fox.
Wow, that's nice.
Oh, wow.
And I also read a story that she's supposed to make out with the Mamma Mia chick.
The Mamma Mia chick.
The blonde from Mamma Mia?
Yeah, in her next movie, Jennifer's Body.
Jennifer's Body in Big Love,
yeah.
They're going to make out. and have a good lesbian sex scene. So
yeah.
Apparently she has sex with men and women in Jennifer's body.
All right.
So I mean, I had good times reading that story.
All right.
No, just reading.
That's fantastic.
Lisa, you still listening down there in the basement?
Not really listening, but I'm in the basement.
All right. Yeah, let's take some calls. Let's start with Hovick.
Glendale.
Hovick in Glendale. Hi.
There you go.
Hey, this is something.
Yeah!
All right. Yeah.
Been way too long.
Dandy. That's the only exception to people who want to call and talk about Megan Fox. Is he's the only guy who doesn't have to. Let's try Hunter in Thousand Oaks on line 7. Hi, Hunter. You're on the Kevin and Bean Show. Let's talk about Megan Fox.
How you doing?
Good.
I'd pretty much punch my mom in the face and let my dog get run over in the middle of the street just to say hi to her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair.
That's accurate.
That's pretty much good for me.
I think we're with you, Hunter.
Absolutely fair.
Thank you for the call.
Let's try Lola, line 3. Lola calling from Los Angeles. Hi, Lola. Thanks for calling. You're on the Kevin Bean Show. Let's talk about Megan Fox.
All right. So I work at a dental office, and I actually talked to her on the phone.
What?
So she called in, and she wants to come in for a consultation to get some laser bleaching and gum contouring. And she's actually supposed to come in today to go to work today.
Where? where?
I can't think. I might get in trouble, but it's in Beverly Hills, a dental office in Beverly Hills.
Let's just go to everyone.
All right, let's just go to Beverly Hills.
You have every dentist. Somebody at every dentist's
My
office.
My dentist is in Beverly Hills.
The thing is, she was supposed to come in last week, but she kind of didn't show up, so we're hoping she shows up today.
She doesn't have to. She's allowed to stiff you. So you may meet her in person today.
Yep, maybe.
Oh, wow.
Someone gets to do work on her mouth. How about think about that?
I might be in our mouth later today.
I'd like to be the person that just sucks the spit out of her with that tube, that curved tube that they put in there. I would just want that job. I'd like to contour her gums, too, by the way.
Yeah. I've got a tool to work on her mouth.
Okay, right. I got some bleach for her teeth. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Let's try Scott in Torrance on line 6. Again, it's our new feature, Let's Talk About Megan Fox. Hey, Scott, welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
Hey, I worked as an extra on the first Transformers movie, and it was the scene where Shia LaBeouf and Megan were looking at the cube in the underground construction site.
Right. Sure.
And the other extra and I were, like, looking through these pipes at Megan Fox, and we're saying to each other, who's this hot chick?
Yeah.
Megan couldn't see us through the pipes because it was hiding our faces.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me tell you, the best thing in the world would be to a vantage point where you can see Megan Fox and she can't see you. I can't imagine anything greater than that.
Especially when it involves pipe.
Yeah.
I saw that scene. It's good.
Let's go to Duke in Irvine. Good morning, Duke.
Duke.
What? Why is Megan Fox so hot?
Yeah!
I got it. Me and my buddy in the truck. And of all the timeless classics of Kevin and Bean, this is the best segment ever.
Thank you very
Absolutely.
Much.
Absolutely. Yeah. By far.
Thank you very much.
Lisa May agrees. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. Thanks
all
for
All right.
The call.
I think that wraps it up
for me. No, it doesn't wrap anything up.
What? We got more?
Yeah, we got tons more.
We have Jason in Sun Valley who has seen Jennifer's Body. Has already seen the movie?
Oh. No kidding.
Jason?
Hi.
Best movie
Talk
ever?
Talk to us.
Best movie ever.
Yeah.
That's what I'm
You've
talking
seen
about.
It?
I've seen it.
Oh.
We went to a screening, and actually, we didn't know about the sex scene when it came up. Not really a sex scene, but a makeout scene.
Right.
A sex scene. And in the middle of the movie, everyone jumped up in applause. It was just so glorious.
Yeah,
of course
I
they
want
did.
Your eyes.
Can I kiss your eyes?
It was glorious. Who uses the word glorious?
When it comes to Megan Fox, everyone uses that word.
Yeah. Wow. Oh. She's great, you know.
Tomorrow? Again tomorrow?
Absolutely.
Same time tomorrow?
Absolutely.
My day is so much better now.
Yeah. Let's all talk about Megan Fox.
Let's all talk about Megan Fox. 7 o'clock hour tomorrow morning. Grand prize drawing to find out whose garage Rise Against is going to be playing at. You can win tickets to their upcoming Palladium shows. Tickets go on sale, by the way, at 10 o'clock this morning. And be eligible for that drawing coming up next hour between 9 and 10 here on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Hope it's Megan Fox's garage. Hope she wins.
Oh, wouldn't that be the best?
Let's just pick her.
I'd like to play in Megan Fox's garage.
Yeah. Just pick her. I don't know where to go from there. Time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat at 8:54.
I can't believe Kevin already won the pool.
Thank you.
The debris pool.
Didn't take long.
He
ladder.
Picked ladder, and it was ladder was the first foreign object in the lane.
There's like three ladders a day that get spilled on freeways in Southern California.
I guess that's one of the things you carry most in an open truck or something. There's the construction guys and carpenters and stuff, and even, gardeners and stuff.
Here's a tip, though. If you think that it's secure enough, it isn't. Tie
That's
it down
a good tip.
More.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
Yeah.
You had, for folks who weren't listening, Ralph, you had dog,
I had dog, yeah.
You
Mike had,
dog?
Had mattress.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I had box.
I had metal debris.
Yeah. Alex had chickens.
Had chickens.
Yeah. Kevin, it's too bad we forgot to put money on that one. That's a shame. Yeah. It's kind of a hollow victory a little
well,
bit, I think,
just,
for you there, Kevin.
Let's double or nothing, then.
Just good for you. On what? With nothing.
Same choices. Only this time I'm going to win. Nothing.
All right. Good. I like it.
I can do that.
Sure how that
the,
works.
Showbiz beat. What's Megan Fox up to, Ralph?
Well, I don't have any Megan Fox stories today, believe it or not.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
It's horrible. But I do have another example of a celebrity saving a life.
Yes.
Kevin.
Yes.
Once again, a movie star has saved someone's life.
Oh, thank God
and
for
I know
movie stars.
You want people to die, but apparently, thank God, our movie stars want to keep us alive. Brad Pitt saved a child from drowning yesterday in Venice.
Of course he did.
I'm guessing it's Venice, Italy, not Venice, California. And he took the baby home to add to his collection, which I think
is that
funny.
Right?
Really?
He stole the kid?
You get to keep him if you save him?
He looked around, didn't see any parents, said, all right, you're now one of the Brangelina bunch.
Wow.
Brangelina bunch, Brangelina bunch. Don't look for Bruce Springsteen to be playing tonight for Barack Obama. It had been rumored for some time that Springsteen and Bon Jovi would be playing at Denver's Invesco Field.
Yeah.
Just before Barack and after made his big speech for the Democratic National Convention, but Hollywood Reporter says now it's not going to happen. Hmm. And it looks like Bon Jovi, another rumored artist, will not be playing as well.
That's too bad.
Should be curious what happened.
They're predicting that it will be the most watched convention moment in history tonight.
It was kind of a big deal for an African American to be nominated for president. I guess people wanted to be part of that historical moment.
He's black?
Half.
Oh.
He's a halfer.
Holy Kevin, you going to tune in and see what Mr. Obama has to say?
Nope.
Okay.
You know what he's going to say? Hope, change, hope, change, hope, change, hope, change.
But
I'm
someday,
for hope,
your
but change, change,
someday your grandkids are going to say,
hope and change.
Granddad, were you really around before there was ever
no.
a black president?
He
said, yeah,
he
I remember.
Remember.
I
re- Come
that's
on.
True. He won't. Who are you?
That's right.
Who are these kids on my lap?
I like it.
It doesn't matter who you're voting for. I like the pressure of that speech. I'm excited to see Mr. Obama tonight. I'll be excited to see Mr. McCain next week because this is the moment where so much is riding on your shoulders to not blow it. I mean, for a lot of people, they're just now starting to pay attention to the election and they're just now starting to think about their candidates. And you really want to see if the guy can deliver. I mean, what are they going to say that's going to start winning people over? That's what's exciting about it for me.
You know what? I have to stop you. This has become boring.
You know what I'm excited about? That Luke Perry has agreed to make a guest appearance on the updated version of Beverly Hills 90210. Yeah, one by one, they're all starting to fall, man. They're all falling into place. Apparently, Luke's character, Dylan McKay, will return.
Thank God.
In the years since Beverly Hills 90210 off the air, apparently Dylan McKay and Kelly Taylor, played by Jenny Garth, got together, and they have a four-year-old son. But Kelly left Dylan. Now Dylan will return to try to reconcile with his little boy and baby mama. So, sweet, Luke's back. Now we get Priestley on board.
Yeah, I
don't... Get Tori Spelling back on board. Oh, it's going to be magic.
Not feeling the heat on that one.
Come on, let's all get out of the peach pit. What do you say? Get a couple shakes. And a burger. Shia LaBeouf's back at work. In Touch magazine reports he is back on the set of Transformers 2 after the car accident that crushed his hand.
Who's he working with?
Megan Fox!
That's what I'm talking about.
That's right.
Yes.
That's a way to work it in.
She said.
And although looks like Britney Spears will not be appearing on this year's MTV Video Music Awards. Rumor.
It sure seemed like they were, like it was almost a done deal the way they were talking about it. Do you think they pulled out for some reason?
That's what she said.
That's
what she said.
I mean, do you think that her wranglers or her dad or somebody said, you're not well, you're not ready, anything
That's
like
what
that?
She said.
Seriously. she didn't say seriously.
I don't know whether she was ever really going to be there or whether they were just using her in the commercials.
Seems like they'd at least have her present something.
You'd think, but apparently she's not going to show.
Hmm.
However, sources are telling TMZ.com, our favorite entertainment news website, that Michael Jackson is in talks to make an appearance. They want him to show up with his sister Janet.
Now, he usually only comes to these things if you give him an Entertainer of the Century Award
That's
or some
right.
BS made-up thing to get him in the room, right?
King of Pop Lifetime Achievement Statue.
Right. Yeah.
And is he in full-time in the wheelchair, do we know?
I think he just shops in it.
Just shops in the wheelchair.
Yeah, I don't think he...
It's a shopping accessory.
It is.
All right.
It's like one of those little rascal scooters you see the fat old ladies... zooming through the hallways at Walmart in, you know?
Yeah.
It's like that kind of thing. It just saves on the wear and tear on the capri pants
that are white. You know, as a guy with so many athletic accomplishments, you can imagine his body has just got to be wrecked from all the hard work and out he's done over the years, Ralph.
Well, he's MMA.
That's right.
Don't forget that. He's MMA.
Any word on whether Megan Fox is appearing on the MTV show this year?
No word yet, but okay. I'll keep you posted. And I think they finally made a musical we'll all go see. I think we have to get our tickets. Opening September 7th at the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion is a musical based on the movie The Fly with Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah! About time.
It's about time we finally got a talking, singing, half-fly, half-man creature. How many times have I begged and pled?
I don't remember once.
Pleaded.
Not a time.
Either of those, I beseeched.
Not one time.
I said, give me a singing half-man, half-fly, and I'll die a happy man. Well, now we have it. The musical The Fly opens
your
on...
prayers have been answered.
The Fly opens, by the way.
Yes, it does.
Got an open fly. Yeah. Your fly's open. Hey, your fly's open. That's what I'm going to scream at
the theater. It's going to be good.
On September the 7th.
I love, love, love the original movie.
It's a great 1950s movie.
Side. It's so great.
Oh, the original movie, 50.
Help, I love that movie so much.
Help me.
I will tell you that Jeff Goldblum's performance in the remake in the 80s version is one of the great acting performances of all time. He's astonishing in that movie.
Gina Davis is good, too.
But how do people today say, I'm going to make a musical based on a 1980s remake of a 1950s movie? Honestly,
I think they were just attracted by the idea of having a musical moment where the Brundle fly, the half man, half fly, regurgitates up on his food so he can dissolve it and suck it back down again.
Yes.
I think that's the musical moment that sold them on the idea. This should be a musical.
I could eat my own puke.
Excuse me while I have lunch. Now I suck it back in because I'm a fly.
That's a terrible idea.
Ah, can't wait. Lisa already has tickets.
I already have tickets.
Lisa, of course you do.
Tickets.
Do you ever, is there anything happened in the theater world in Los Angeles that you don't get tickets for, Lisa?
No.
You know the answer to that, Ralph.
I think we're going to find out next break.
No.
Yeah, that's true. One-man show.
That's right. Maybe a theatrical event that even Lisa May won't attend, if there is such a thing.
Remember the scene in both movies, Ralph, where the fly doesn't want his fiance to see that he's turning into a fly because of the horribly gone awry side of experience. So he's got he's wearing a sheet or something over his head. And then either she pulls it off or he pulls it off, and there in all of his fly glory, he's standing there. It so freaks her out that she faints. It's awesome.
Yeah. But the 50s version, as you can imagine, is pretty cheesy.
Yeah.
He takes it off, and it's like just a big fly mask he's got with the big eyes and everything. It's like, I'm half a fly. Shut up. But in the movie, they swap places. So you got like a guy with a big fly head, like stumbling around the room, and then they cut to a little fly in a spider web, and it's got David Hedison's head on it. It's got the actor's head on it. It's going, help me, help me. Pretty hilarious.
Wow.
Check it out. Today's celebrity birthdays, Leanne Rimes, country and western singer. She is 26 years old today. Puffy. Jason Priestley, speaking of 90210, he's 39. Jack Black of Tenacious D also turns 39 today. Billy Boyd, actor from Lord of the Rings, is 40. Shania Twain turns 43. Daniel Stern turns 51. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Offspring on the way. Also, the Weezer coming up. First, though, have we got a show business breaking story for you?
Huge.
Psycho Mike, you want to give us some background before we get to the star of the show?
Sam Manation, the Armenian comedian, calls me on Monday, as he does every day, 10 times a day. And I pick up the phone, and he says, my Psycho Mike, you are so good to me. I tell you first, I have one-man show I've been working on 6 years. It's on Thursday. I said, a one-man show? I'm in, Sam. Where and when? He says, 10 a.m. in Glendale on Thursday.
All of the best one-man shows are at 10 a.m., by the way, on Thursday.
At a theater that he doesn't know the name of in Glendale.
That is true.
Is it, I'll save my question for Sam, because we've got him on the phone right now. Ladies and gentlemen, the Armenian comedian for his 1 millionth appearance on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Good morning, Sam.
Hey, good morning.
How you feeling, dude?
Oh, man, I'm doing all kinds of things. I'm so happy that everything what I dream, it comes true.
Mm-hmm. Now, Sam, we've been talking to you for a long time. You've never mentioned that you're working on a one-man play. You told Psycho Mike you've been working on it for 6 years.
Well, you know, I've been trying to get this place for 6 years, trying to get the right person to get me the show going.
Right.
So finally, there's an Armenian guy. He's responsible for that
Oh, so you haven't been working on the one-man show for 6 years. You've been trying to get someone to allow you to do it for 6 years.
Yes.
Okay. Have you started writing it?
Oh, yeah. It's all in my mind.
All in your mind.
Good. There's not a word on paper?
Good. That's dangerous.
If I write it down, I have to go back and look at it. So if
that's
I
true.
Put it in my mind, it's right there.
That's true.
Right, yeah. But a lot of people write it down because they want to be able to go back and look on it to make sure that they memorize it so that the show is the best it can be.
Stupid and dumb.
That is true.
Other
they're stupid
people
and dumb.
Are stupid and dumb. Yeah.
Now, Sam, it's in 45 minutes. You're doing it at 10 a.m. on a Thursday?
Yeah, right now, this morning, at the Recreation Center in Glendale, Colorado and Brand. It's T1 East Colorado.
Okay, this is a recreation center, which means you're going to be doing it on a basketball court?
No, it's like a breakfast hall.
Breakfast hall.
Are you driving to the venue right now, Sam?
No, I'm home right now. It's going to start 10:30.
Oh, 10:30. We heard 10.
10:30.
What's wrong with your phone? You have a wireless phone or what?
No, I'm on my own home phone because I'm in the other room and it's just statically.
Oh, I see. It's just statically.
Yeah. All right. Here's the number one question I have for you, Armenian comedian. This is a one-man show, but how is that different from every other stage appearance you've ever made? It's always a one-man show when you go up by yourself to tell jokes or sing or whatever, right?
No, I'm always involved with another, like the Ding Dong Show in Comedy Store every Monday night.
Right.
That's involved with other cast members and all that.
Okay, so you have a one-man show. Do you do characters?
Yeah, ventriloquists and, you know, jokes and singing and many other things. Also, I want to be the collecting signature, become advisor for the Glendale mayor.
You're going to be collecting signatures to be an advisor for the mayor of Glendale.
Yes, and also...
Wait a minute. Wait, does it work that way? If they get enough signatures, does he have to make you an advisor?
Well, you know, the reason I'm doing this is because Armenian... people need president for overseas.
The Armenian people need president for overseas,
which is why he wants to assist the mayor of Glendale.
Sam, most one-man shows kind of tell a story of some sort. Does yours have a point?
A story is about the American dream.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes, and then...
Can you give us less detail? Wait, hang on a second. We have a very important phone call. Let's go to Chris in Glendale. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, good morning, Kevin and Bean. Hey, I just happened to be right there in Colorado and Brand.
Yeah.
And Sam, you're going to be doing your act for a bunch of old folks.
It's an old folks home?
It's an old folks area where they sit out there in their wheelchairs and play checkers. It's for old folks. So I'm sure they're going to enjoy it.
Hey,
I'm sure they're going to
play checkers. It's backgammon.
Wait a minute. Sam, you're correcting him because he said checkers, but it's really backgammon?
It's like Chinese checkers. Who wants to play Chinese checkers? We are Armenian. We play backgammon and chess and dominoes.
Right, but what? I don't think that was his point. His point was it's an old folks home.
Yeah, it's an old folks home. I'm sure they're going to enjoy Sam's act.
Chris, can you hang around for another hour to see it?
Unfortunately, I can't. I'm
sorry. What a shame.
That's
too bad.
Sound fun to you?
All right.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you
very much, Chris. How many people do they tell you are going to be there who will be seeing your act soon, Sam?
Well, everybody knows me. I've been going there for 10 years playing backgammon every chance I can, you know?
Right.
So I've been telling them, you better be there, you got to be there. So yesterday I was there, and I told them even bring their own sweetheart wives and neighbors, you know.
I don't know why it takes 6 years to line this up if it's a place that you go every day anyway.
Yeah.
Well,
nobody would understand me. Finally, this Armenian guy, Sevak, is working there, you know.
Okay. I see.
Yeah.
All right, last question, Sam, because we're almost out of time. Is there any chance that this will be videotaped? Is this something that we can look at after it's done?
Matthew's going to be there.
Well, thank goodness Matthew's going to be there.
Yeah,
I don't know who that is.
He's my producer on the BornHigh.com.
Oh, okay, excellent.
My movie.
Your movie, yes. Can you just give us like a little bit of the beginning of it since we're not all going to be able to get there? Like, how does your one-man play start out?
I go, hey, everybody, aren't you alive to be here? Be alive with me. Hey.
Okay. All right. And then what?
And then I'm going to start doing my ventriloquist thing, and then, you know, hey, you dummy, what's up with you? Why you are here? And then he's going to start talking, I'm here because you are here, and I'm going to tell all these folks some jokes. Hey, okay. Lady, where'd you get that wig? It's going to make you honey a little bit younger. No, take it off. You look better without it. Yeah.
It's going to go over big. It's going to be very, very, very wow. happy to have you there.
Broadway, here he comes.
No
you know?
Kidding.
Hey, old man, you don't need that cane. Throw it away. You look silly. You can walk better.
Yes, come make on. Fun of guys with canes because they look silly.
He's doing an insult act at an old folks home.
Hey, you don't need that oxygen. Go ahead and unplug that tank.
Yeah.
Sam.
Oh, you're the best.
All right, real quick, Sam, before we go, one more time. Where's the show going to be at 10:30 this morning?
Hearing aid. Come on. You hear better, huh?
He's still the hearing aid away. That's
still doing his act about old people and hearing aids, yeah.
All right. Where's it going to be, Sam, for people who maybe want to come by and see the show at 10:30?
Yeah, it's in 301 East Colorado, corner of Brand and Colorado,
right.
Next to the Americana.
At 10:30 this morning.
Yeah, you'll see all the seniors playing backgammon.
Right.
Or checkers, right.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to go and challenge Hugh Hefner. Because no more, he's not going to throw any more parties, I hear, you know? So I'm going to play.
Yeah, that was a false report. He's throwing plenty of parties.
Yeah.
All right, Sam, we got to go. Good luck with the show, man, all right?
Hey, Bean, I want to trim your hair one of these days. Please.
He would love that.
We got to go.
He's
bye-bye,
in.
Sam.
Bye. Throw your hearing aid.
Come on, what are you doing in a wheelchair? You
don't need
you can pain, walk?
You look silly.
We're sorry, you must first dial a 0 or a 1.
What it do, nephew?
What it do, nephew?
Here's the number, toll-free, 1-800-520-1067. And a great prize for you today, the NASCAR Pepsi 500, including the Miller Lite Rock and Racing performance by Chris Cornell. That's coming up this Sunday, and that's what you get just for being on the air with us. Wow, we got some good calls today.
Let's start with Brian in Glendale.
Glendale!
Good morning, Brian.
Hey, guys, how's it going? What
good.
Are you doing, nephew?
What are
you
doing,
Lisa May?
Hello, Brian.
What's going on?
I was actually calling to make a little comment about a sucker that we all know, Chris Angel.
Sucker.
Yesterday on a TV show that I was watching, full-blown grizzly beard.
Now, yeah!
Is him growing his beard?
He grew his beard out because his dad used to have a beard, and he's trying to get back in touch with his roots.
Of course he did. Everything is back to his dead dad. Always.
It is.
The magical beard.
Yeah!
Did his dad do that?
I remember not shaving with my father when he was alive, and now we're both not shaving because he's dead.
And I was 9. Hey, did he have a seance or something, Ralph, where he tried to get in touch with the old man? Did that happen recently, too?
I don't know about that.
Yeah, we don't really watch him that much.
That last special that he did, the one where he jumped out of a building that was going to be
imploded.
He
could have died!
Remember how that ended? Remember the building blew up and he was, quote unquote, still inside?
Yes.
And then they were looking for him. The cameras were going all over the compound. And then finally he emerged.
Ah! Chris Angel is out and alive!
They just ran away into the sunset.
This is his brother.
My family feels he does not have to continue doing these life-threatening demonstrations anymore. But yet he still does it.
Can't get him to stop.
That's how we feel. We feel he doesn't have to do those things anymore either.
Absolutely.
Ever.
Hey, let's try Alex in North Hollywood on line 4. This is a story I've only seen the headlines for, have not read the details, so maybe Alex can fill me in. Hey, Alex, what'd it do?
Hey, what'd it do, nephew? What'd it do, Lisa?
What'd it do, Alex?
What's going on?
Not much. Well, I was painting earlier this morning at my house, and I saw that Beyonce Knowles' sister, Launch Knowles, or whatever her name is.
Solange,
she made
right?
an effort. Yeah, there you go. She started bad-mouthing this Las Vegas network about how they were talking crap about her family, and it turned out it was some TMZ people. So it was...
I'm confused.
Oh. Yeah, we're trying to hear you. We're trying to listen.
I'm confused. You know, I don't know what happened. She said what?
Here comes
DNN. Oh,
DNN. I think we lost the call.
DNN Network. Yeah, the guy dropped.
The caller was not bringing it into sharp focus for me. I'll tell you that.
Sorry.
Yes, Dave.
Well, apparently off the air, they were asking her about Jay-Z's 40/40 Club because he just sold it in Las Vegas because it wasn't working out.
That's right. Her brother-in-law, right?
Yeah, her brother-in-law. So they asked her that, and she said that she didn't want to talk about it. So they let it go. And then when they went live, they gave her this introduction, and then she came on and said, that's rude of her, that the introduction was wrong, and they shouldn't be talking about her family. She has no part. She has nothing to do with that part of the family. And the ladies are like, what are you talking about? And then the producer said, no, that was off air. She's like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Wait, wow, so she was getting better. Yeah.
So she was upset that they wanted to talk about Beyonce, and she was there just to talk about herself, right? Is that what you mean?
No.
Jesus, kill me.
We can't.
Ow, boring, ouch. Can't. Ow,
you guys are
boring.
Bad.
We're bad. I got what you said.
You have no idea what he said. What did he say?
She went off on the air about something that they asked her about off the air because she thought that was on the air, and it wasn't. So she just looked foolish.
Boring. Ouch.
Right? Exactly.
Ouch.
Okay, that's
you took the call. I'm just trying to get the story straight.
That's terrifying.
Boring.
Shut up.
Let's try Jeff in Laverne, who has a question for our own Ralph Garman, who's in the studio. Jeff, welcome to the Kevin DeBede Show. What it do?
What's cracking, guys?
Hey, Jeff.
What's crackin'?
Hey, Ralph.
What's up, Jeff from Laverne?
Hey, I was in your studio during football season and got a Rodney tattoo.
Oh, you're the guy who got the tattoo of Rodney standing on his star smoking a pipe with an Eagles jersey?
You know it.
How's that going for
best
you?
Best tattoo ever.
You know what? It's working out real good.
Really?
I actually think I ran into Rodney at a show, and he walked out of the room as soon as I walked in.
No! Really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Anyway, Ralph, I think it's time to give me my chance to get even.
Now, refresh my memory. Jeff, you're a Saints fan, a New Orleans Saints fan?
Correct.
Is that what it is?
Okay. Correct.
And you think the Saints are going to do better than Eagles?
Make a bet on best record this season.
Absolutely.
Wow.
With Shockey and...
Shockey.
I saw your little preseason games. They don't look so good.
Shockey likes Bukkake, by the way.
Yeah. Wow, who knew?
All right.
So, refresh my memory, Jeff. When you lost and had to get the tattoo, what would Ralph have had to do if he had lost the bet?
Not a damn thing.
Yeah, it was something like
that. You
wanted
to spend the day in the studio or something,
yeah, exactly.
Didn't you? That's what it was.
You need to make a bet.
It was a way uneven bet.
Hey, don't be on his side here.
Well, that was a terrible bet on his part.
What idea did you have for the wager this year, Jeff?
Well, I got one of two. The first one is the loser has to go to the winner's Super Bowl party dressed as the loser's cheerleader.
That sounds humiliating.
Right, and that's, you know, I've had the tattoo, and, you know. And then the other one was I will do all access for Winnie Roast, and I'll make a contribution to your favorite charity if I lose.
All access to Winnie Roast.
So you want tickets and backstage passes for Winnie Roast if you win. If I win, you make a contribution to my favorite charity.
Correct.
Here's what I like about Jeff. He consistently offers bets that do not hurt Ralph.
You know what I mean? Like, Ralph doesn't. Dude, I've got to come up with a pair of tickets
Ralph
for Weenie
really
Rose.
Ralph doesn't really have to do anything.
Passes.
Where am I going to get tickets for Weenie Rose, Kevin?
I'm saying this is not a personal. Oh, Jeff, you're bad.
Got the choice. One of the two.
I want the second one because I would like to see some money go to St. Jude's Children's Hospital, which is one of my favorite charities. So I'd like to see you make. But it's got to be like a lot of money. It's got to be like $1,000, which would cost you for like Weenie Rose tickets and backstage passes and everything. Like $500.
Yeah, I think we could do that.
You do $500 for St. Jude's Children's Hospital?
I think I can do that.
Versus now, tickets and passes for Weenie.
Exactly.
All right. That's
and it's best about. Record of Saints versus Eagles. That's all. It doesn't matter who goes to the Super Bowl or anything. It's just best it's record,
regular
right?
Regular season, if we tie into the season, at the end of the season, it's whoever makes it farther into the playoffs.
Sounds fair.
But I don't have to worry about Ralph Eagles going to the playoffs.
How dare you, sir?
All right. So then $500 to charity and Weenie Roast backstage, blah, blah, blah. All right.
Okay.
That'll do
okay.
It.
Done. It's done. Thank
Raw,
you very
Jeff.
Much for the call.
Thanks. Enjoy the season. Next Thursday. Can't wait. Thursday.
Opening I got to tell you something about Jeff, because there are a lot of people, especially since they know Ralph's an Eagles fan, that want to talk smack and that call up and want to bet and stuff like that. Jeff is a stand-up guy, and if he says he's going to do it, he will do it. I mean, clearly he's proven that by getting a Rodney tattoo, right?
Best tattoo ever.
It's the best tattoo I've ever seen.
It really
seen.
Is.
It is.
He's lucky that he lost that
he
bet.
Is.
Let's close on a positive note and talk to David in Ucaipa. One more call, please, on line two. Hi, David. You're on the Kevin DeBede Show. What it do?
What it do, nephew? What it do, baby boo?
Hi, David.
Hey, I just wanted to call and thank you guys for that Megan Fox segment. You guys are doing the Lord's work.
That's
an amazing, amazing bit.
Thank it's you. The most entertaining 10 minutes on radio, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I was going to work and listening to this, and I thought, this just made my day a little brighter.
Yeah, we feel like we're bringing the heat on that one. You know?
Museum of Television Radio has asked for a copy already.
Yes, exactly.
Well, we appreciate the kind words, but it's just the reflected glow off of the beauty that is Megan Fox. We have very little to do with it. It's just she's so perfect that you can't help but feel better when you hear people talk about her. That's all.
She is one amazing woman.
Let's all talk about Megan Fox. Let's all talk about Megan Fox. Foxy. Foxy.
I want to thank our special guest, Kevin Dill, for joining us today. He is the executive producer on the Biography Channel of Why I Ran, which airs this Monday night at 10 o'clock on the Biography Channel.
What does Dill do?
It's all about car chases and the people that ride in them.
Dill do.
Tomorrow morning on All New Kevin and Bean Show, we are going to talk to Don Cheadle, who's in this new movie, The Traitor. How about that? We have Jack Johnson tickets. We have Movie Beat because it's Friday. We have the creator of a documentary, Ralph, which you're going to love, called 10 Yards, which is about football.
Oh, good. I love football.
Oh, wait. Fantasy football.
Ah!
Yeah.
Freaking fantasy football.
That is no way to live.
That's correct.
It's Dungeons and Dragons. It's just, it's so sad.
How do you feel about homosexuality?
We will also talk about the worst jobs that people have. That's always fascinating. We're going to do the grand prize drawing for Rise Against. Somebody's going to get Rise Against to play in their garage, and we will fine-tune our bets on the King of Mexico and when he's going to die in that race this weekend.
Okay.
That's right. And by the way, if you haven't had a chance to check it out yet, part three of Dave being trained by Psycho Mike for the Nike race is up at KROQ.com. I believe it's right on the front page there, isn't it, Mike?
Yes.
Pretty strong.
Front page. Yeah, you can check it out. It's very, very entertaining, and there's no way Dave finishes that race on Sunday. There's just no way at all. All right, all of that is right back here tomorrow, but don't go away. Cat Corbett's next with 40 minutes nonstop KROQ, including Foo Fighters, also Serge Tankian,
Hello.
MIA, Blink-182, Disturbed and more straight ahead right after this.